What's up, everybody? How's it going out there in the land of the people and the places
people
and the
place and things and stuff?
So, so we got to start off by commenting on my my tweet and the go live notification, which says if we average 10 viewers tonight, we will add a third show.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in there because there's no way we'll do that. But thanks to Ren TV, Bird Law, some other people that hosted us, we currently have 10 viewers. So if none of you leave for the entirety of the show,
2 hours,
and you invite a couple people, you will personally be punishing this man.
Yep. I'm going to have to make a new day of the week because...
Well, it'll be Tuesday nights at 7.
Time.
It'll be Tuesday nights at 7.
Time.
That's when it'll be.
I do things on Tuesday.
I mean, yeah,
man.
I'm just saying, like... Look at this man's face. He does not want to do 3 shows a week. So if none of y'all leave, he's going to have to sit here and do 3 shows a week. That means a Tuesday, a Thursday, and a Sunday episode.
We're going to run out of stuff to talk about.
No.
Yeah.
No, I got my stream summary. That's the word I'm looking for. Stream summary for March from Twitch. And I broadcasted for 115 hours last month online. And that doesn't include this show. So I am fully confident that an extra 8 hours a month, I can get that in there. So I feel like I could. We could do it. Does he even want to do 1 hour? You can remove that kappa. Because no, he doesn't.
I enjoy this show.
But you don't enjoy doing it.
I enjoy doing it. That's the thing I enjoy. I don't enjoy the time that it takes out of my life.
So, in a perfect world, you'd do the show, but it wouldn't exist in the timeline. Like, you could pause, like, you have the Adam Sandler click remote.
Yeah.
And then you do the show, mm-hmm. and then you unclick, and you have the
it's
rest
really
of the day.
It's confusing, though, because I would want everybody to be here and participate.
They wouldn't be able to, yeah.
If it was paused, then yeah.
They wouldn't see it.
So only my timeline's paused. And then just jumps back.
So the perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do this show, and then at the
it's
end
a
of
weird
it,
time
at the end of it, you rip the fabric of space-time by returning to 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and not do the show. So
but
you can have that 2 hours.
Exist?
I don't know. It does in some universe.
Because
you did it. But in the universe that you travel back to, no. But does that mean that then the next time we do a show...
Yeah, I'm telling you,
would
it's
be
a
our first episode? Dude,
right
we can't
there.
Do this. It will
in
hurt our brains.
Space-time conversation is a mind fuck.
We need
this
to,
one's even worse.
This is the worst one.
Because it's going to be 2 separate timelines that both need to exist at the same time. So I would be a clone.
Yeah, the timelines need to like come together and then split, but mm-hmm. then come together again. It needs to be like
mm-hmm.
this type of arm action. When I go in to talk to scientists and explain it, I'm just going to do this.
Yes.
Vigorously. Here's an urgent message
merge
from YouTube.
Them.
You know, I'm going to screen this. Let's see this. Okay, I don't see boobs. We're good.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend.
This is going to rickroll us.
Where you come from?
It's coming.
I saw part of the message.
I seem to have found it.
I hate all of you. You're all banned. All of you are banned. How many viewers we got right now, chat? Someone tell me. Is it over 10? Because if it's over 10, then you're not banned. I fell for it, too. He got me with this. Dude, he suckered us in with the Star Wars, man. He suckered us in with the old Ewan McGregor and with all the R2-D2s and the bleeps and the bloops.
And the blops and the dupes.
And the deeps and the dops.
Mm-hmm.
I think we covered them all, actually.
I can't believe that's still a fucking thing.
Rickrolling?
Yes.
I think the fact that you can't believe it's a thing is what continues to give it its power.
Maybe.
Because you still get Rickrolled. You look through it before you played it, but it's okay. I mean, I didn't necessarily. Did you see Rick Astley's face?
I did.
I did not. I was looking for nipples.
Nope. I saw a beautiful man singing a great song.
He's never going to give you
for
up, you know. He's also never going to let you down.
Perfect. That's the exact man I need in my life. Exactly what I need.
I mean, I wouldn't be a responsible Twitch streamer if I just clicked on every YouTube link I got without looking at it. Like,
yeah, that would be pretty bad.
That's a quick way to get banned.
Yeah, but we have a nice chat, man. We could just...
I don't know. I don't know if we trust these people.
Right.
Anyone who religiously listens to this show,
yeah, probably,
probably can't be trusted. Probably they probably can be like in regards to the content they give us, but in real life, all of these people, at least the bare minimum, 25% chance to stab you.
Please don't stab me.
Please don't stab me. But hey guys, how you doing out there? It's Seth and Colby Show. That's the show we're doing.
Yeah, it's the show. That is.
Except for Morris. I trust Morris.
Yeah.
Except for not now. If the next thing he's going to send me is just going to be straight hentai or something now. That's what I fully expect, but he trusts me. Here's tentacles. That's just what I imagine happening, dude.
Bring out the tentacles.
Bring out those tentacles. Mm. But yeah, guys, hey, welcome. It's Thursday night, or it's, for some of you, it's Wednesday morning. You know, it's we're doing a show. We got fun things to talk about tonight.
Don't think that's correct.
What?
It'd be Friday morning.
Why did I say Wednesday?
Yeah, nobody's back in time.
Well, technically, Ren is, because he's in Colorado, and for him, it's 6 right now. Time
machine. Oh, shit. It's still
That's what you could do. You could do the show at 7.
And then fly to California.
Fly to California.
Or teleport. It couldn't be fly.
You'd have to teleport. One guy, one jar. Yep. And Morris, I don't need to see your personal home videos, all right, dude? But thanks for the offer.
But then when I teleport back here,
DM them to me
for my job. It's still going to be the same time. I still lost those 2 hours.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is possible to
solve. It's not.
Modern science just has not advanced far enough to solve this problem.
Nope. I don't think any scientist can explain what we're talking about.
This show will take 2 hours out of your life, and that's just how it'll be.
Yep. Well, now it takes 4. And if you're telling me it's going to take 6. Gonna stab.
I'm not telling you that. The viewers, let me look. Right now, we got 10 still. No one's left, dude. It's not looking good for you. Don't worry, we'll get into our topics and everyone will leave.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so it just means Colby needs to get his priorities right.
Mm-hmm.
What are your what are your top 5 priorities?
Don't ask me questions about me. I don't know my own life. I just did a fucking podcast with Unofficial Tony P last night. And you ask me what I'm doing with my life?
Shouldn't have mentioned that now, dude. Chat's going to turn on you.
Nah.
They're going to turn on you, man. If you can do a show, 3 shows a week, just one of them's not Seth and Colby, they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, you got the time.
Well, if they want me without you, then they got something else. But if they want me with you, then yeah, they're going to revolt.
Yeah, okay. Who is this official Tony Peen? He is a high-quality YouTube streamer who talks about baking. Cakes, cupcakes, meats. See, you don't bake meats. I ran out of things to bake. We started this last... Why are you looking at me like this?
Oh, yeah, he's a baker.
Yeah, because that's he does right. mixes, and
you're
the only thing we can think of is baker.
Remember things from a fucking week or half?
4 days ago? Yeah, dude, sorry.
Please.
Sorry.
I don't have memory.
Just at all?
No.
It's gone?
It's like a day and then erased.
So what are your top 5 priorities?
Shut up.
What, that was my first time asking.
No, it's not.
I thought you didn't remember stuff.
I said it's
Look
a day.
Liar!
It's a day. It just dumps. Memory dump at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. So you remember everything from the current day?
Yeah.
Just it's sleep wipes your memory like a droid and mm-hmm. then it's remember.
Yep.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. Sure. Okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, tonight on the show, we're going to talk about movies. I know. Shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking.
First story is a story about Marvel. I know. It's amazing. We're going to talk about it. We also got 6 other stories that are terrible. So that's what we got tonight to talk about.
Cool.
So, yeah, man, anything on your agenda you want to talk about?
I just blasted through all of Always Sunny's newest season. The 12th one.
I don't think I've seen any of that season. Is that the one with the boat at the end, the finale, where they're on the boat and they die?
No.
Okay, then no, I haven't seen any of the newest season. What'd you watch it on?
Hulu. I got a month trial.
See, I don't know. I don't have Hulu no more.
Yeah, I don't either. I just got a month trial and blasted through it in like 2 days.
Smart. Did you get... Is that the commercial free trial?
That one cost 26 cents.
It's a 26 cent trial?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.
They can't write that off?
I was dumb.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I'm only signing up for a free trial.
Okay.
So let's click the limited commercial one to sign up for.
Okay.
Dumb. I should have picked the no commercial
limited
one.
Limited commercial is just commercials.
Yes, it's literally the commercials.
There's no limited commercials.
No.
I mean, I guess technically it is, since it's not unlimited commercials.
It's like a minute and a half, like five times during one Always Sunny
episode.
Yeah,
every time there's an actual commercial, they play commercials.
This is the shittiest service ever.
But it's free, so.
Netflix is $3 more, and there's never a commercial.
No, uh-uh. But they don't have It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, fuckers.
Yep.
God damn. You know how mad that makes me?
How mad does it make you, man?
Fucking infuriating.
Yeah. Dude, none of FX is on Netflix anymore. Like, I wanted to watch season 3 of Fargo, and I can't because it's only on Hulu. So
Hulu is a piece of shit.
Dude, it's awful.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay money for any entertainment, except for the fine quality entertainment you can find at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, where, by the way, if you happen to have an Amazon Prime subscription available, should use it on us.
No.
Was that good? Was that a good sell? Yeah,
that was great.
How was my smile? I couldn't look at me. But was it good?
Oh, it was so genuine.
Okay. Beautiful. I mean, it was genuine. I do want them to sub to us.
Angels came out from behind you and were like, this dude's smile is from Jesus.
I don't know if Jesus is renowned for his smile, but I feel like we've reached the point of the show.
Do you not remember him on the cross smiling?
I was literally about to say, it's about the time where we approach blasphemy. I'm going to play the intro, and then you just drop that bomb.
Yeah, we go into it, man.
I mean, we said some blasphemous stuff last week, too.
Mm.
I don't remember what it was, but we said some blasphemous stuff. Oh, we talked about how much of Jesus you had eaten over your entire life through the act of communion.
Right.
And we talked about how we had eaten an entire Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not okay. And now we've said it in the first 10 minutes of this show.
Yeah, we're great. Catholic Christians, man. We're on point. You know the Pope came out and said there's
Catholic.
No hell?
Yeah, but then they backtracked that and he said there was. I don't know how the JK thing works with the Pope.
I don't think
like,
that's
isn't
thing.
He Jesus?
Yeah, he's infallible, so
right.
He's like, I'm going to say this. Wait, I just shouldn't have said that.
Right, like, can he go out and, like, poop on the street and be like, I didn't poop on the street, and then it goes away?
I think, no, he's not. There's another word for anything you say is truth.
Okay.
And he's not that, but infallible. He's infallible when it comes to
like everything he does isn't a sin, right? Is that how it works? Like
no.
The Pope can't sin.
The Pope definitely can sin.
Oh, I thought the Pope couldn't sin.
That's why the last one retired.
He did?
Yeah.
How did he
Popes
sin?
Popes don't retire; they die.
Well, yeah, I knew that was weird, but he also was Emperor Palpatine.
The rumors are, you know, what's the main rumor for the Catholic faith and priests?
Oh, the Pope got rumored to do that? Oh, God. They should probably just shut that thing down.
Yeah, Catholicism.
Yeah, just shut it down, probably. It's hard to... If the Pope's doing it, it might be time to just pack it in and be like, guys, we had a run. It was 2,000 years. Pretty good. Let's pack it in.
Well, I think it's hilarious seeing the changes over the lifetime of me. Just the changes that they're putting in place to be like, hey, guys, you still remember we're here, right? It's like they're a business and they're losing money and customers.
They are a business and they are losing money and customers.
And
but
it's just so blatantly obvious.
Well, it's funny because, like... They're behind the time, like, you see governments and stuff do this, all right? Mm-hmm. So governments and stuff, like, because I watch the best show on television, The Crown. It's about the Queen of England. And a large part of that show, the first two seasons, take place in the 50s and 60s, which is, you know, a big generation that caused a cultural shift, you know?
Yep.
And so they talk about that at length in the show. The example is the Queen's sister, the prince, wants to marry a divorcee.
Yep.
Well, that is not allowed. You can't marry someone that's divorced. It would bring shame upon the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a choice. Either leave the royal family and disown everything she has and marry the divorcee, or don't marry the divorcee, break up with him, cut all ties with him. And that's the option. Now, ultimately, she chooses the diamonds and the pearls and the crowns. Okay, because come on. No man's worth that, all right?
Duh.
But... The whole point of it is the commentary of England is changing. No one cares that the princess is going to marry a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a lot of the show is the shift that government has to go through to change the monarchy to fit modern times.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's literally just happening with the Catholic Church, but it took 30 years longer to happen.
Hmm.
Like, I remember it was a big deal for my deeply religious family when we started, and, like, the Mennonites allowed gays to come to church.
Yeah.
You know, and my parents were like, oh, it's the beginning of the end! Obama's president! Gays existing! Hell's a-coming! And here we are.
In hell.
Literally. Not really. Not literally, but. Because hell doesn't exist, because the Pope said so.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
But it's just, you know, nothing,
form of
nothing changes because no one cares. It
resembles the idea of hell.
But churches are desperately like, come!
Huh?
Help me! Be a church!
Be a church member! Give me money!
Give me your time! 10%
charity.
Of everything you own!
Charity, love.
10%!
Time, talent, and treasure, bitch.
I think my mom's church once tried to up the tithe to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, we need more money, man.
Like my parents told me when I first got my job that I needed to withhold 10% of my earnings to give it to the church. Ask me how many times I did that. Ask me.
Not many.
None.
Smart move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, none.
Yeah. The
none. Catholic, hey, Icy.
Catholic Church is the worst one because they have gold everything.
Solid gold everything, yeah. From the shirt to
they
the
might as well be gangsters, white gangsters.
Shorty got me feeling like I got a sixth sense.
And they're like chalice and like all the instruments they got are gold.
10% of nothing equals zero. Exactly. You're so right, yeah.
Fucking the Vatican.
Well, they got tons of money, dude.
Extravagant.
Yeah. I mean, they have...
Why do they need the money?
I don't know anything about
they're
the Catholic
church,
so please, if you're Catholic and you're going to get offended, please know I'm an idiot and I don't mean to offend. But the Catholic Church is a racket.
All right?
It's a racket.
Yeah.
Because they got, like, TV, they got radio, they got books, they got their own version of the Bible, they got all this stuff, and all of that they sell to the general public, and then they get all the revenue from it tax-free, and then they buy goblets with it.
Yeah, man. We really should have started the Seth and Colby Church.
Dude, if we could start a Seth and Colby church like John Oliver did, and we could have a tax-free existence, that would be amazing.
Yep.
Now, we would still have to make enough money to even qualify for taxes. Like, if we were big, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, but the Church of Hog, man, that's what we should do. Perfect. It's easy to start a church? I don't feel like that's accurate.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, it's easier than you would think it
should. Can you
be.
Just go to LegalZoom and just make a church?
Dude, John Oliver did it with an
HBO
budget.
HBO budget, dude. HBO has more money than the Catholic Church. You ever heard of this show called Game of Thrones? They ain't spending that money on Dragonet CGI, I'll tell you that.
They ain't spending that money on John Oliver's last week
tonight.
I think
they might be, dude. They sent a pink lung mascot to Puerto Rico or whatever just for the lulz.
That's a plane ticket.
They bought airtime on Fox and Friends. So some cowboy could lecture Donald Trump.
In a very small radius.
But they do this,
capital.
Abby. That's a lot
they
of money,
They have
dude.
A budget, just not a fucking Game of Thrones budget.
They got a... Well, I'm not saying John Oliver has a Game of Thrones budget, but I'm saying HBO has a large budget.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do
we
it...
We couldn't do it. But it's easier than you would think to register as a church in the eyes of the government.
I know a drunk guy in my town that made a church. Dude, Church of Hog. Oh, praise the pork, for which our churches stand.
What are Indians?
Almighty
India.
Oink.
Well, one, Jews would be mad at us. Because don't they know?
We're not eating the hogs.
Oh, so we would be celebrated with the Jews and the Hindus?
Anyone who doesn't believe in eating pork.
That's cow, right? They love cows.
Dude. I don't know. Dutu's sure. Jewish, and he's not mad, and he speaks for all Jews.
Perfect.
Problem
you just
solved.
Need one, man. You just need one.
We'll point out, like, the Jew we know is not offended.
Yes. We have Jewish friends, guys.
That's how it works.
We have
It works in
Jewish
D.C.
friends.
It works in America. It works in our Seth and Colby show. That's how it works. I tried to start the intro 10 minutes ago.
You did.
Just want that to be known. How many people are watching?
You did.
12 people now. 12 people watching now.
Yep.
But as I start the intro, though, they're all going to leave, and I don't want them to leave because I want you to have to be here to do 3 shows a week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're saying this. It doesn't mean I have to show up.
You have to show up. You
Link
know,
can
you
can take my spot for that third one.
Who?
Link.
Link. Yeah, but as soon as that show becomes more popular than the one that you're on, you will be back in here lickety-split.
I will be so destroyed inside. be a bad. My existence is useless.
It's literally just the Seth Show with an inanimate object, yeah. And it gets more views.
Get me on the phone. Put the phone like behind his head, and then I'll just yak.
I definitely feel like it would be. Yak. It would definitely get more clicks.
What?
Yak. Yak. Dude, I can do Link all day.
Oh yeah, man.
I can. That's one of my few impressions, apparently, that I can do.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, let's save Colby from one, the fires of hell, which may or may not exist, and also the idea that he will have to do three shows a week by playing our intro right now and segueing out of blasphemy and into all the viewers leaving because our faces are gone.
Yeah.
BRB.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'm not gonna stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast that talks about stuff and things.
And things.
Twice a week.
Twice.
Possibly three.
Maybe. Depends on you, people.
Once Sundays at 2 p.m. Central and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you can't watch it live, that's okay. We forgive you. Go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby. That's where we throw up those videos on demand so you can watch them at your leisure. If you don't want to see our faces, you just want to hear our voices, you can also do that at iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links to the podcast version at SethandColby.com. Now let's talk about what really matters. It's not you listening to the show. It's you giving money to the show. First way is to not give us money at all, which is just a free follow at twitch.tv/SethandColby. It does help us, and we do appreciate it. We also would appreciate a subscribe over at our YouTube channel if you feel inclined, although we don't really care. And you can follow us over at twitter.com/SethandColby as well. But here's the way to give us dollars, all right? Voldemort, tell them how they can do it. That's not correct. None of you will die if you give us money, but here's how, okay? You can subscribe to the show starting at $4.99 a month. You get hog emote for it. Spam hogs right now.
Emote.
So many hogs in the chat, all right? Also, if you can give us more money, $9.99 a month, we'll get you Colby's fat head and the hog. And $24.99 a month, we'll get you my fat head, Colby's fat head, and the hog. All that you can use anywhere
so
on Twitch.
Hogs.
Look at these hogs in chat, dude. They're beautiful. That's what we want. We want hogs, all right? And here's what else. You can also just flat out give us money. Any donation of $5 or more, including cheers of $500 or more, will make a very log and loud foghorn. It's loud. It's long. What happened is I combined the words loud and long and made log.
Log. It will give you a big old fat log.
It'll give you a big old log. Trolling the show.
Yeah.
Stopping whatever we're doing. We'll read your name and message, and it'll scare me, give me cardiac arrest. You'll nearly kill me. One of these times it will. And those are the ways you could support us. But all jokes aside, seriously, thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. And now we're going to get right into our topics with our fancy-dancy topic machine.
They will die.
Okay.
Oh, that was good timing. Spin the wheel, man.
Spin the wheel. Just out of nowhere?
Just spin the wheel.
You just want to spin the wheel. Okay, hold on. I gotta.
Just reminding everyone that it's there.
We forgot it last week.
Oh, yeah?
We didn't do any wheeling last week.
I told you it would have been on you. Told you it would have been on you.
So those of you who don't know about our wheel, it's shot, no shot. Seth takes two shots. Colby takes two shots.
Shot!
It landed on shot, so we're both taking shots now. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. This is all the fireball I have, and then... And then the gin comes out.
Oh, shit. I got beer if you want it, man.
I would rather eat a skunk's bottom.
Tastes like...
I wouldn't. Don't know why I said that. I'm not clicking that link from YouTube because it's an Andy Milonakis clip.
Yep.
He should have Googled. He should have made it a tiny URL.
Picture. It's a picture.
I'm not clicking it. If you want to see Andy Milonakis...
picture.
There you go. It didn't work.
No, it didn't. It's this. Yeah. That.
OBS does this weird thing where if your hotkeys don't work, if you've clicked on this row... Anywhere else, you're fine.
Weird.
OBS. All right, how many people are watching? We still do that? Chris the Rooster says, yeah. Colby, that is not a shot.
Get out of here, Chris.
Hey, babe, keep watching and make sure you police Colby. That's all I want with my life. Okay? That's all I want with my life is...
yeah, I don't...
For you. And hey Taylor, even. How are you? Morris, I don't like that you're coating pigs in ranch. And Birdlaw, I want you to
bacon
know...
Bacon ranch, bro.
That we... Oh. Makes sense. And Birdlaw, we saw your bacon for communion comment, and we thought that was hilarious during the intro. So I'm thick. Yes, that's a fact.
You'd eat bacon for communion, though.
That's a fact. Also, I'm going to mod Taylor.
So funny.
I mean, I can't think of anyone more deserving of a mod than Taylor.
Yeah.
Can you?
Jesus.
No.
No? Not even him?
What? How does Z-Swigs not have permission to mod Taylor?
Because you suck at life and everything about... Anything.
There.
Ugh.
I mean, she's one of, like, a handful of people that have listened to our show in 2008.
Yes.
You think Jesus was there in 2008?
No.
No, he was not in that room with us.
He was in hell.
I mean, Taylor is not going to use that sword for anything, but I think she deserves it.
Yeah. It's just an extra, like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. You're the phones. Hey.
So in 10 years, someone else will get a mod.
Hey.
So, by the way, I just realized this.
Mm.
Our 10-year anniversary might be today.
April? Yeah, it's getting close to when we started it.
Because our last episode was the end of May 2008.
Yeah, I think we've surpassed the 10-year mark now.
We're going to check. I'm going to check right now. Because it's only April 5th.
Yeah, but we did, like, what, 8 shows?
I think we did 10. I think we did a flat 10 shows.
And we only
shows.
Did them once a week. So that's 10 weeks, and the last one was...
But May was a long month.
That doesn't matter.
Our first episode was April 5th. That's not even a joke.
No fucking way.
Look at that right there, man! April 5th, 2008! It's literally our 10-year anniversary tonight!
That's crazy.
Dude, Illuminati! 10 average viewers, 10-year anniversary, 10-foot-long dick...
I knew that was where it was going. Got 20-foot dick.
I can't believe that, dude. Like, it's literally right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's gross, actually. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I should have planned a retrospective or something.
Yeah, man. Go back in time.
I feel really unprepared now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, there's no, we're just going to do a regular show tonight, and it's actually our 10-year anniversary. Literally, and it's today!
It is, like, today.
Like, if it was yesterday, I'd be like, okay. If it was tomorrow, I'd be like, okay. But what are the chances of us 30 minutes into the show discovering that it's actually literally today?
That is mind-blowing.
But this time, 10 years ago, we were probably putting it up on Duo.com. And by we, I mean me, because Colby was probably smoking weed or whatever
shit.
He did in 2008.
2008? No.
What were you doing at 7 o'clock at in 2008?
Making sure you were going to be there at my fucking house. I'm not giving you my goddamn iPod for it, you sack of shit. Sack of trash.
That was the Colby and Colton show, though. A far less good program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't think of the word. Oh, the word I could think of was superior, but... Nostalgia is insane. I can't believe that. I mean, there's nothing really we're gonna do special, but
we can go look at pictures of ourselves. From
I don't
want to
do that.
Well, that's basically the picture that's in the intro.
I look like me.
Yeah.
Like we could look. I don't know what's weirder. All right. However much I've changed, I don't even know where to
how
go.
How little you've changed.
How little
or
I've
how
changed,
much
or how
I
much?
Have.
That's exactly what. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me and making me sound smart and dumb at the same
time. I just grew up.
Blink by Sean Hardy for the
didn't. The whole show.
Schlarty will be January 10th 2019. Is that a day we're going to do the show? Look at your calendar. See what day January 10th is.
Why?
Because that's the Schlarty.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because we did two episodes, one on the 3rd and one on the 10th in January of 2009. That's when we tried to reboot the show and
January
it didn't work.
What?
10th.
That is a Thursday.
Oh, my God. All Schlarty episode?
Oh, man.
That's all on you, bro, because you do the Schlarty voice.
It's going to go out so many times, but
dude,
I'll try it.
Would you like to explain Schlarty to our audience? Try to?
Oh, I was a dumb, what was I in 2018? Eight.
It's 10 years ago.
Until I was 25. 15? I was 15? I was 14, actually.
Was it 14? How old are you right now?
I'm 24.
Okay, then you were 14.
In 2008?
That's 10 years, bro! What's 24 minus 10?
I get it, but I didn't meet you when I was 14. Did I?
You would have had to.
That's stupid.
No, you're that can't dumb. Be right.
Yeah, I thought it was 15. For some reason, I thought it was 15.
You were born in 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just before your birthday, because your birthday's in June.
Mm-hmm. We did not start doing our show when I was 14.
You had just turned 14.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The time doesn't lie. Look at the calendar.
That fucks my whole life up.
It does me too. For some reason, you had bamboozled me into thinking you were also 16 or 15 or whatever. I thought 16.
I remember when I first started hanging out with you, I couldn't drive. I had my learner's permit.
When you first started hanging out with me, you would have turned... That was October of 07, so you would have been 3 months into your 14th year of life.
Yeah, I didn't drive. So how the fuck did I get to your house?
It's a great question.
My mother dropped me
your
off?
Your mom must have dropped you off at my apartment.
Oh my God.
A 14-year-old kid at my house!
That's so fucking weird. I swear I was 15. And then I would use the excuse of my learner's permit to drive to school and work to come.
Well, it was work. Yeah. It was work. We were ahead of the curve on this being work, just for the record. Work. I mean, it's still work. I mean, how do you define work?
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, being here work. When you don't want to be here?
That's work, man. Mm. There you go. You fit the bill.
There you go.
I've never worked a day in my life
hey,
doing
but
this.
Here, I could drink beer.
You can, well, technically, you drank beer when you were 16 at my house as well.
Yeah.
So,
but not an actual job. Well, not actual job. An established job.
Yes.
Old job.
This job makes us money. Not a lot.
Old age job. What would you consider it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Old media, like you know, old media and then new media is like YouTube and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you consider
traditional? Is that what you're
traditional
saying?
Traditional job, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Traditional.
That might be better.
Yeah, traditional job would be like you know I'm going to the steel mill.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So yeah, Schlarty.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to be looking up photos.
Was
probably on Duo's Facebook, I would imagine.
I apparently
right?
a 14-year-old's attempt at being a pirate. That's all I got.
You would have been 15, because this was 09. You would have been 6 months into your 15 years.
Okay,
life.
Good.
For that. But not for that's 2009 episodes,
still,
not the 2008.
Just fucking mind-blowing.
God,
man.
Look at this fat photo of me as the thumbnail. Who put this up? Who did this?
That was Cameron, probably, right? Or me.
Who's that under the table? Is that
think,
is that
no,
the beaver?
I think that's Cameron. So that must have been me. Because I
no,
was there when we were
No, that's absolutely
it.
Matthew the fatty. Mm-mm. That's Matthew, dude. Look at his hands. Those are Matthew's hands.
I don't think... Was he around when we were setting it up?
Yeah, because this is the new board.
Oh.
That's the new board. So this is the incantation of Duo when we, like, got serious.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and then we quit seriously.
Also, this is 5 days from now. 3 years ago.
Dude, what it... My mind's in a...
We like April, man.
We do, dude.
We like April.
We do. Still at 11 viewers, by the way. So Cameron definitely put that photo up. Absolutely, yeah. He did. Yeah, there's okay. There's no doubt. Because you know how I... You know what we should know? Because Matthew would never not work because I'd hit him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't not work because I'm the only person who knows all this up.
Yeah.
And Cameron is just sitting on his big, fat butt.
Hey, he's doing work, man.
Yeah, he's posting to social media, dude. What a piece of crap that guy is.
I have a parrot.
Fluffy.
His name is Fluffy.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know. I have the best of that show.
Dude,
somewhere.
That one commercial you made.
This is the same this is the same soundboard one. We use, by the way, just so you know. Like literally the
Wait,
same.
Wait, go back one photo.
This is also Cameron's shoe, so
back
that's
or
definitely
forward.
This one right here?
Yeah, that's Matthew. That was
That's Matthew right there. Yep. Look at him wearing his McDonald's black shoes.
Dude, he's so disproportioned.
Dude, he looks like half buffalo, half half Olympic gymnast.
Half buffalo?
I just don't understand his body.
Dude, half mole rat, buffalo.
This monitor right here, is this monitor. That's why it's broke, because it never got turned off. I think literally the sticker on top of this monitor says, do not turn off.
Yeah.
Same board we use. Same board. Panella, Unofficial Tony B, currently has this stand right here. He just owns that. He probably also has this camera up on the wall. That's probably also his.
Oh, yeah. I saw his camera last night, by the way. And the front of it is just totally gone.
Yes. That I did. That's not his fault. That I can't blame him for. That's something that I did.
Because the autofocus, I didn't know if he had the same issue.
Yes.
With
that autofocus didn't work, so you got to plop the plastic plate off, and you got to plier it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, this also... Let's see. This iMac right here is currently what I'm reading chat on. So...
We've definitely evolved with our technology over the years.
Yes, this is the nicest setup we have. Most of the stuff you see right here is how we're powering this stream right now. And that's because I personally spent almost $5,000 on all this equipment. Sunnier days. God, this is like PTSD for me. Oh, look who it is, man. It's Swolby. Swolebby. That's you, dude, right there. Swolby.
Was that when I was big? I look small.
Dude, you always think you look small. You could be a literal cloud man, and you'd be like, oh, I'm small in this photo, bruh.
I'm small. I don't know what I was drawing. It was something stupid.
I got cords around my neck like I'm a friggin' gangsta. I'm an audio cable gangsta.
Yeah, those are your chains, man.
These are my chains, dude. It's my prison tats right here around my neck.
Yep.
Look at Matthew's huge butt.
It's just, there's not even a butt, though. It's like
a canyon falls off.
Well, there's
or
no
something.
Back. It's just all butt.
Oh, my God. It's hideous, this chord. Cameron is literally, oh, now we're just going in circles. Cameron's literally just taking photos of us while we're working. All right. I got super sidetracked by that. Oh, dude, look at this hog right here. I don't know what this is, but look at that hog, and that's amazing. I would assume we got to be on here, right? We got to get past when Duo was an actual company. And we posted to social like every day.
God, man. How did that not work?
Because we charge money. We shouldn't have had a paywall. That's why it didn't work, because paywall. Here's me in April of 2014. We're a year back. Also April, though.
That's so weird.
So this is a year before the picture we were just looking at.
This is what you were doing on Pot Day, man.
Look at me right here.
April 20th, 420.
You see this chat? You see this?
You are smoking so much weed.
You see this right here? You see this? That's show prep, all right? Show prep.
You want to know what the show prep for this show is?
I'll do this, I just don't print it.
Right, it's just tabs.
Yeah, it's just tabs, because I couldn't tab this open because I had a job back then. That was my day job, but yeah, look at me right here. This shirt, by the way, huge stain on it. Just side note, really mad. I liked that shirt. I thought it made me look good. But yeah, I look literally the same. That's 4 years ago. Glad I didn't show that one on stream. That would have been disturbing. Let's see here. Let's keep going down. Here's another photo of me and Colby working.
What am I doing over there?
It's probably the only place we could find a table for you. It's probably before we got our nice new tables.
Maybe.
Let's see here. Okay, I'm just going to hold page down. We got to keep going back or I'm going to get distracted. Okay, so here's some quality right here, guys. So you can see said that Colby was like the beginning. So we have this, which is a parody of Beck's Modern Guilt, which also blows my mind because that's now 10 years old. Here's our original OG cover art. All right, you can see I'm Paul McCartney and Ringo. And no, this is John.
I'm Paul.
This might be George.
I'm Paul.
You're definitely Paul McCartney, but one of us is Ringo, and I don't remember which one of us is Ringo.
But look at that haircut, man.
Mine or yours?
Both.
What I look at is this Photoshop work on your cheek. It is bad.
Yeah.
That is just not good. You know who Photoshopped that? Me. That's how, because it's bad. That's how you know. Yes.
I made that.
I don't think so.
1,000% made that. Because I remember doing all the fucking black smudges over the shit. I definitely made that.
All right, man. I'll take your word for it.
It was shit.
This is terms of service violation. We got to skip that one. Here's one of my personal favorites. This is with the Twilight right here. Seth wearing makeup in the picture. I'm not. I'm not wearing makeup in that photo. I'm just that pasty.
He is just that beautiful.
I'm just that white.
That's what it is.
I'm just that white. This doesn't really look like me. This
yeah,
one
got a weird face. Going
this
on
one looks like one. Me. This one looks like some weird guy who thinks he's me but isn't me.
Yeah, like that could definitely pass off as your clone.
But this one right here, this is the best one. All right. And it's really the best one because this is supposed to be Bella and Edward from the Twilight series. It's actually a parody of that movie poster. And it, like, Colby is supposed to look like I'm comforting him, like I'm taking him to my into my embrace.
And I'm just laughing.
It looks like he's about to be attacked.
I'm just laughing.
That's creepy pedo. Yeah, he is 14 in this photo.
Yeah. Didn't really think about that back in 2008.
No, I didn't think about it in 2018, but then YouTube
just now
ruined my life.
He's grabbing your thick. I am right. Grabbing that thick.
That's it, then. That's it for nostalgia. Here's the very first podcast I did, all right, Seth and Brian Show. This is how Colby was introduced to me, because he listened to this show. All right, that's me in 06. 12 years ago. Look exactly the same!
Dude, you look so good in that photo, though.
I look... That hair
you
on my
look
face,
like George.
What is
Harrison.
It? It looks like there is an eagle taking flight off my cheekbone, dude.
Yeah, man, you're looking good.
There's literally an eagle taking flight off my face.
You look older then than you do now.
No way. Maybe I'm Benjamin Button.
Maybe,
dude. I don't know. All I know is that some type of transformation of my face should have happened.
Yeah, it hasn't.
That's almost 15 years ago, man.
Oh,
like,
good Lord.
Something should have happened, right?
Oh, shit.
Icy with a $10 donation. Look at you. Thank you so much. Happy 10 anniversary to you guys.
Ten.
I'm proud of you. Thank you so much, Icy. That's so generous, dude.
That's very.
Everyone else, be as generous as her.
Yeah.
If you want.
Do it.
No pressure.
Hey, there's one where I'm a cat.
Hey, what about this picture? This is a cell phone photo from, like, way back in the day. You can't even see it. It's so small. This is when the one time I went to Matthew's apartment because he kept begging me. And I didn't want to spend one second with that man. I didn't have to spend with that man. And so, like, we're at his apartment. And what we do is we try to crawl up onto his 80% ceiling. Like,
really
what do you call
trying
that?
To break something, yeah.
Yes. I don't know why Colby's up. I don't know how you got up there.
Oh, because I'm fucking Spider-Man.
I'm still saving up for the foot picture. What was the rules for the foot photo?
Yeah, I forget.
Chat's not going to forget. They remember all, dude. Chat's not going to forget. They remember. Oh, dude. Rest in peace to Buster, dude.
God, man.
Buster the dog. This dog right here died in 2012. All right. He was a staple of the Newman family household. He was the fattest wiener dog ever.
Super fat. He looked like a seal.
One time, all right, Colby's mom was in the kitchen cooking food or something, and a plate fell off, empty paper plate, and Buster moved so fast towards that paper plate because there could have been food on it that there was a sonic boom in that kitchen.
A sonic boom.
It was like... Just a fat missile across the planet to get that plate. And he ate like half of it before he realized it was actually not food. He was just eating styrofoam. That's my favorite Buster memory.
I remember the time when
thanks for the 10 cents, Ran. Appreciate it.
He, we
still
like,
tens.
Got like way too much pizza at one point in time.
Okay.
And they had like a full pizza.
Okay.
And left the room with the pizza on it. He got in it. And ate the entire pizza.
Like, we're not exaggerating. He was a wiener dog.
The entire pizza.
Like, to
pizza.
Eat an entire pizza, a dog that's this big, around.
Yeah, he weighed 25 pounds.
But no joke, he was a foot long.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually impressive how fat he was, to be honest with you. I don't think we're going to have any new photos in here. That's so weird. I wonder where those... they may not be online.
Which one's what?
The photos of us, the photo shoot photos, like the pictures of us in the driveway of your house back in the day that we took for the show. They're probably in my Google Drive, but
yeah,
I would have to log on to
we
that.
Put
it would
them
be a,
online anywhere.
It would be a pain in the butt. I don't know.
I forget. We used them a couple of times.
Yeah? I mean, yeah. We also don't know
but
where.
We're still using the one that we took from like when?
That was 07. That was 2013. 2013 is when we took that. 2013.
So 5 years.
But we don't know where those pictures are either, the originals, which is super annoying because we're stuck with that cover art forever.
Forever, until we take new pictures, man.
Yeah, which we probably should do at some point.
Yeah.
Probably should do, you know. Like every 4 or 5 years, we should probably update our look. Mostly because you look different. I look the same.
I literally have the exact same haircut now.
I'm small.
I'm the picture.
I'm so small.
Well, you can't see down, like from here down, so you can't really tell. I'm not like big enough to where you're like, okay, that dude's big.
I don't know, man. I'm like, I like that photo shoot we did.
Yeah.
Like, very much. So to me.
Oh, yeah, there was that one.
You know what? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, chat. And Colby, I just interrupted you. I just had an epiphany. I might know where that art is.
Oh, shit.
Don't talk to me. Entertain.
I am trying to pull up this photo that I love from our photo shoot during that time. And it is on my Instagram. And it may take me a second to find it. It's really bad that we both are looking up things at the exact same time. There it is. It's just like, oh, God dang it. It's just so perfect.
Yeah, that photo right there. Yeah, it's a good
just
picture.
Just cheesing out the ass, man. This is the photo I want for when we commit double suicide.
This is the funeral photo you want? Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe not. I might have been wrong.
Why did you think of a new place or thing or something?
Yeah.
I look exactly the same.
No. Well.
Exactly the same.
Can't show chat that one, but anyway. All right. Sorry. Definitely going to be a 10 average, 1 hour in and not below 10. Where we at right now? 10 viewers still. I don't know, dudes. I don't know.
Which is really bitchy about
the
average viewers.
They are very, very specific about those average viewers. So, I mean.
But there was our current one is on Facebook right there.
Like, here, I could tell you right now. I could probably look at current stats for this stream.
Yeah.
We're at an average of 8 right now. An average of 8. So, we need to bump those numbers up. 10 for the rest of the show ain't going to do it. 10 for the rest of the show ain't going to do it. I'm sorry to say, chat.
Call your peeps. Call your friends. Get everybody with the Twitch account.
Yeah, get your grandmother over here. Call everyone you know that has an Amazon
Grandma!
Prime account and tell them to connect it to their Twitch account and then go to twitch.tv/SethaColby and click the sub button.
Yeah.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone you know. Colby does look a little bit. You don't look much different from the 2013. Like, this cover, or the cover art we use currently. Like, if I go to duo.com, if I go to SethaColby.com, if I go here. All right, you don't look too much different in.
Where'd our big header image go? Where we're falling off the cliff,
man. It just hasn't loaded.
Really?
Yeah, it's just not loading.
What? Did you make it the biggest picture in the fucking world?
Nothing's loading. Nothing.
Ah.
Do you think it's coincidental? Okay, you tell me, dude.
Mm.
Cameron, all right, current CEO of Duo, all right, not the man who makes the website. I'm that man.
Right.
He, for the first time last night, recorded a High Hope since, I think, September of last year, because he had a baby and all that. And today, the website doesn't load. Do you think that that's a coincidence?
I would say, no, not a coincidence.
It's
because of that.
Yeah, he tried to upload something to the Duo website, and he broke it, right?
Yeah, just go to our Twitter. You got our Twitter up. Go to the Twitter. Go to the fucking Twitter. It's the third tab. Go! To the damn Twitter!
Okay, there, yeah. Right there. You look a little different.
No.
Yeah, you're a little fatter.
Yeah. No, agreed. That is the difference. I weigh about 30 more pounds than I do with a
I actually
there.
Think I'm fatter in that photo as well. I think that's probably me at my fattest.
Yeah. We both need to take new pictures.
Because that, like, 2013,
well,
that
for
was
me,
the,
I'll keep that.
That was the alcohol we'll years, man. I drank. By the way, we should spin the wheel.
Feel like the chin. Chin was better back then, man.
That's because it's less fat.
Yeah. Spin the wheel, spin. Yeah, shot! Woo!
Chris, make sure you monitor.
Monitor what? Do I have to chug this shit? Because either way, it's not going to compare to a shot of fucking Fireball.
That's not up to me. That's up to the audience, chat. You guys are the police of whether or not he's drinking enough, all
okay,
right?
My beer is right there.
There's no proof of that, chat, just for the record. I refuse to touch it to ascertain proof.
Damn
I'm going
it.
To stand by my statement that there is no proof.
Bitch.
you lost a load of weight recently? Me or Colby? I'm assuming me. Chris the Rooster says, do actual alcohol.
Shut up, Chris.
She can hear you if you yell
at her. Have to wake up in the morning.
I also have to wake up in the morning.
Oh, do ya?
Oh, by the way, just totally ADD in this show. Have you ever heard of the game Bloodborne?
Yeah, the one that you're playing?
Yeah, have you ever watched a second of it?
Only the clips you put up on Twitter. All right,
that's probably going to be the first game for Colby Plays Games, just so you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, chat was telling me during that stream this would be a great game for Colby Plays Games, and you know what? They are 100% right.
Why?
Oh, because it's butt hard.
It's butt
hard. It's so hard, dude. It's butt hard, dude.
It's so hard. It's as hard as a butt.
Yeah, dude.
That's some Always Sunny shit.
It's really hard, man.
Butt hard.
It's butt hard, dude.
Good lord.
I can hear, and it's very delayed. I hear you yell way early. Yeah, that's true, because Chris is literally in the house, because we live here together. She's my fiance, so like, when I yell, she hears it, but then in 15 seconds, she's going to hear when I yell on Twitch.
Right.
And it's going to be great.
Oh, it's
she gets to hear the show twice, so technically, she should count as two viewers. So write that in a letter to Twitch and let them know to bump our average up by one person. So Colby can come do the show, man.
That's not going to work.
I can't believe it's the 10-year anniversary today.
Yeah, that is super crazy. Like, literally to the day.
I just...
10 years ago. 10!
That's unbelievable, man.
Double digits, man. You know how excited I was when I turned 10?
No! Oh, I thought I went to the memory dump, but now you remember your excitement of turning 10?
I remember specific things.
Okay, all right.
And one of them was like, oh, I'm double digits now.
That sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, that was really dumb 10-year-old. What 10-year-old is smart? Minus every Chinese one.
Take all the Asians out. Who's smart, huh?
Yeah, racism. It's always it works out. I called him smart, though. That's not racism.
Yeah, it's not racism if it's a compliment.
If it's a compliment.
Yeah, sure. That's how it works.
Yeah.
We need Basin Brain ain't here tonight. He's the chat Asian. He could tell us,
man.
That way, you know, we could point and be like, this Asian say it's okay, so it's okay. Just
also,
like we did with
Dude 2. Also, he saw whatever the hell Ready Player One. Did you see that?
Yeah, in our Discord last week.
Did we talk about it on the show?
I don't think so. And Taylor Veach makes a good point. You are Asian, so.
I could say it because I'm one of them.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't think we talked about it on the show. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, I haven't seen it either.
I was just very curious if you had seen it.
I haven't. I haven't been to the movies in a week and a half, probably.
What the fuck's your problem, bro?
I don't know. I've been busy.
Movie pass ass, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, I've been busy, man.
Busy, huh?
I've been
What you been busy with?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah. I don't either. March Madness? Was that it?
That might have been some of it, but...
You also got engaged.
That didn't count.
That's something. It's more.
It didn't delay anything.
It could have.
Well, I was sick the weekend of the engagement. Uh-huh. So if we start there, I was sick that weekend. We skipped the show that Sunday because I was so sick. So you guys know I was sick because I don't skip shows. Like Colby, I would give Colby the Black Plague if I could do this show and still do it. That's not true, actually, because I canceled it, so I didn't give him the Black Plague. Mm-hmm. But point stands. I don't remember what I did the following days at all. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I don't want to bring it up because it's going to ruin our bit.
What bit? What bit? You want me to read it first and then decide?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what is it? I kind of wanted you to show me on your wrist, like. I didn't realize your mother was so proud of your heritage.
Yeah, she apparently is.
Yeah, Colby is not Asian. We've blown up this spot before.
Yeah.
Like, the bit is that randos come in here and say, Colby is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really Asian. And Taylor, by the way, is proof that this has been a bit for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Colby is Italian as salami, dude. He is so Italian. Like, he literally poops pepperoni out his butt. That's how Italian he is.
That's how I make it, yeah.
It's like, you know, unicorns make ice cream. Colby makes pepperoni. That's how it works. But there's that guy when we used to run VODs back in the day when we were farming for follows. Some guy jumped in here and goes, look at that fat white guy being privileged to be in the presence of that Asian. And Colby is as white as the sky, which is blue.
Oh my god.
Analogies not, in
not
the fireball.
If not if it's a cloudy day.
It's true. It's white as a cloud.
Snow?
White as snow. That's better. Yeah, we should have done that one.
Yeah, snow, man.
Should have started with snow, but it's I said snow. Sky, which
it's
isn't even white.
You
so.
Know it's going to snow here in the next day or so?
I've heard that. I've heard that. Today it's 65 out right now?
It's 65 out right now.
And then tomorrow at this time, what's it supposed to be?
7 p.m. is 32.
So the temperature is going to be sawed in half.
Yep.
We're going to go watch this. I've been practicing my Celsius, okay, because Morris is not from here. He uses Celsius.
Who the fuck are you?
What?
Who? Everyone uses Celsius but America?
Yeah.
Why?
So I've been practicing my Celsius conversion, all right? 65 is 19 degrees Celsius. Let's see if I'm right.
How the fuck do you know that? Math is not my
strong suit. Look at that, 18.33,
mother liquor. How'd you know that?
Dude, I just know, dude. It's just up here. Rattling around. I can do conversions. I'm like a beautiful mind, but with temperatures. It's weird.
You Yanks are funny.
My yeah. best mate in school is an actual Italian. You don't look Italian. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Morris, that the United States could literally sit from England to Italy, okay? You could go to Italy in a car where you live, all right? We got to get on a spaghetti plane and fly there.
There's a channel.
I might have had too much fireball. Yeah, what?
There's a channel.
Oh, a channel. There's also a channel.
England and...
It's also a channel.
The rest of Europe.
I'm fairly certain you can swim from England to Spain. Amelia Earhart did it, dude.
Okay, Spain? No. France? Yes.
Might be Spain.
It's like 22 miles or something like that, I want to say. It's in the 20s.
There's no way you could swim 22 miles.
But
right?
No, hey,
that's a long
Morris,
way.
You're right. I'm half Italian. Half a mix of every other white breed you can think of.
You know what we are, Morris? We're white.
Yeah.
We are white as snow.
Pretty darn white.
We're white.
We don't have much culture other than that.
Yeah. Yeah, what Dolby said.
What Dolby? What?
He meant France, but he called you Dolby, and now I'm going to call you Dolby from now on.
Don't. I'm not the sound system.
That's Dolby.
That's me right there
no,
for you.
No, don't correct it, Morris. Keep it Dolby. It's Dolby from now on. If I'm Andy Milonakis, you could be Dolby. The Andy and Dolby show.
The Andy and Dolby show.
He's typing on mobile. I'm amazed. He put a comma in that one. And he put a period. What is he doing? He's typing on mobile. Type with your feet, bro, like everyone else who types on mobile. I feel like we're under 10 viewers.
Where are you seeing a period?
God, we're still at 10. What the frick? What?
Where are you seeing a period?
Right here after the word Italian. You Yanks are funny, comma.
The first one.
My best mate in school was an actual
Italian.
Period.
Anyways, shut up. Shut up.
All right, man. Should we get into topics on the show so we get below this average?
Yeah, man.
Okay, let's do it.
Save my life.
Let's do it, man.
You know, it's really like back and forth because I do want 10 viewers the entire
yes.
show. I do.
What you don't want is really for me do. To give a reward for 10 viewers.
Right, yes. Because then we won't have 10 viewers on that Tuesday or that Thursday.
No, we won't. We'll
Sunday.
Have four.
Everyone will check in at yes. one of those times.
Yeah, we have to do some. We literally.
We should do one show. Consistently always.
No, we need
one
to do
live
more.
Show.
More, dude.
No,
more
we
better.
Never turn off the live stream.
Oh!
Just always on.
Well, I mean, if you don't count me sleeping, I'm essentially always on twitch.tv/zswings.
Yeah, but that's your own personal shit.
Well, you could show up to it if
I
you want.
I need to live here.
That's fine.
In your belly.
I can eat you. Didn't have to ask me twice.
Didn't have to ask me twice. Okay, what's this?
All right, so let's talk about this. So, the Russo brothers, who are the directors of Infinity War, all right? Said this, and thanks for the comment, Icy. I appreciate your lies. To the greatest fans in the world, we're about to embark on Avengers Infinity War press tour. We'll be visiting fans all over the world, screening only a limited amount of select footage from the film in order to avoid spoiling the story for future viewers. We will not screen the film in its entirety until the Los Angeles premiere shortly before the film's global release. Everyone involved with the film has worked incredibly hard for the past 2 years, maintaining the highest level of secrecy. Only a handful of people know the film's true plot. We are asking that when you see Infinity War in the coming months, that you will maintain the same level of secrecy so that all fans can have equal experience when they watch it for the first time. Don't spoil it for others the same way you wouldn't want it spoiled for you. Good luck and happy viewing, the Russo brother. Hashtag Thanos demands your silence. Okay, so essentially all that's saying is, don't spoil Infinity War. On Twitter, on Reddit, don't ruin people else's experience. Don't put Han Solo dies in Force Awakens all over Facebook comments.
Yeah.
Okay?
So that means somebody dies, bro.
Well, here's what... I don't really care about the spoilers. I want to know why I'm weird. Why do I want spoilers?
I don't know.
Like, people do that. Like, people ask me that in my Twitch
because
chat.
Because it's more of an experience.
Like, someone was talking...
More of an experience if you don't know what's going to happen because you don't know how life goes, bro.
But it's not to me. I think that's what's weird. Like, someone in my Twitch chat...
Then you're doing movies wrong.
Someone in my Twitch chat, when we were playing games, he's like, what's your spoiler policy? And I'm like, my personal in-life spoiler policy is spoil all you want. It doesn't ruin my enjoyment.
So if you could see your future right now, you would?
Yes. Absolutely. That way I would know if I should just give up. But then it wouldn't matter because it's the future and it's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, the thing is like... my policy is spoil away, but don't in my Twitch chat because I'm the only idiot that wants the spoilers. Like, if someone comes in and is like, hey, this happens at the end of Uncharted 4, it would not affect my enjoyment at any way of Uncharted 4. Not one bit. But people in chat that had not played it or were experiencing it with me while I played, they would get mad that it was spoiled because that's the normal human condition. So when I read this, I'm just like, God freaking Thanos, dude. I don't want him to be silent. I want DMs. Send me pictures of Captain America's mangled body. That's what I want. I want to know.
You'll know when you see it.
But I want to know before that.
You're not that cool.
What's that mean? Why are you personally attacking me? This has nothing
to
do with me being cool.
You know before everyone else so you can be the cool one and be like, I know.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, 1,000%.
You think I like to lord it over people?
You lorded it over me the entire Game of Thrones season. The entire Game of Thrones season.
You mad, bro?
I am fucking pissed.
Taylor says, you just don't want
worst.
To wait. You want to know I'm the same way. Yeah, like, to me, that's...
You're the worst.
Like, I think I've told you this. It's like, okay, let's say Captain America dies, okay? Finding that out now that he dies is the same experience to me as finding out he dies in the movie. Like, there's no difference to me. Like, oh my God, he's dead. That's crazy.
Yeah, but
like,
you're seeing it happen. You don't just hear it.
Maybe, you think maybe it's because I don't care about visuals?
Then you're doing movies wrong, man.
I might be.
Doing movies wrong.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. It just doesn't.
Well, I can enjoy Transformers. Visuals are everything in that
movie. Oh, I see what you're saying, because you're an idiot and you can just stare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's where you go to turn your mind off, man. You don't
right.
know things.
I don't know, dude. It's just...
you don't need to be smart.
I just read this and I'm like,
you have to use your own brain.
I don't want...
Stare.
I don't want Thanos to demand silence. I want there to be a place where people like me can go and read spoilers.
What? So you want this letter to read, hey, everybody spoil the shit out of this movie.
Well, what this...
So we can lose
what
money.
This should say is don't be a troll. That's what it should say. Don't be a jerk on Facebook and put memes of Captain America's mangled body on photos of your grandfather's corgi. Like, that's not that's what they're wanting.
How fast do you think this movie is going to be up somewhere, like on a cam video or something like that?
Well, they say they're not showing it entirely until the premiere. Whenever it shows in the first theater, it'll be up. Yeah, for sure. I would kill anyone who spoiled a game or movie I was excited for. And that's how most people are, I see. I feel like you're normal. Taylor and I, who said I read the whole spoilers for Game of Thrones and still loved it, I feel you. That's the way I am. It was actually, like, I actually think the spoilers enhanced my viewing of the last season of Game of Thrones. Because I knew what was going to happen, and then waiting to see it happen made it like I discovered it twice. Like, knowing that it's going to happen, and then seeing it happen is like a double reward.
Okay.
It's like, you know, your girlfriend calls you, my parents aren't home, you know you're going to get laid, that's one thing, and then you get laid, that's another thing.
I understand. Here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
I can't give you a specific example of when this has happened.
Okay.
But this is how I think about it. It's like, if I know what's going to happen, nothing's going to surprise me, and I'm going to go in, and then just, I saw it.
Okay.
If I don't know what's going to happen... And then I see something truly incredible to where I am shocked out of my brain.
Right.
That's worth not knowing beforehand.
Okay.
And then just being underwhelmed.
Okay.
I can be overwhelmed if I don't know the spoilers because I'm just fucking shitloaded with Star Wars, you know, horniness.
Well, Taylor says I can pay attention to smaller details that way. That's true. I didn't even think about that.
That's
true.
That's why I see it twice if I really enjoy it.
Okay.
Because the first time has to be the spectacle of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time I can, like, finally attune
so,
it.
So where do you draw the line for that? Maybe it's so subjective because, like, to me, the coolest part of Infinity War isn't that Thanos is going to come stomp Captain America. Like, that... What's cool to me is seeing Star-Lord talk to Iron Man, which I know is going to happen.
I do like both parts.
So some of it's already been spoiled.
Yeah.
So then just don't spoil major plot points. Is that the thing? Like, of course, there's people on the Reddit all the time that are like, I'm not watching these TV spots because I don't want it to be spoiled. And
right.
Like, I just don't understand those people. I just don't understand
well,
those people.
Some fucking times you can ruin something with a trailer. You can ruin it.
But you're still
Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming.
You think so? No, I think the movie did a way better job of not being spoiled by the trailer than we initially thought.
It was exactly what the trailer showed.
No, the trailer actually included scenes that weren't in the movie. Spider-Man and Iron Man flying through the New York City skyline, bro.
Didn't give a shit about that. Gave a shit about Birdman attacks a goddamn yacht, and then he's on a plane.
He's on a yacht, by the way. It's a giant
fucking
yacht.
Ferry, whatever the shit is.
I like that he's Birdman and he played the Vulture, by the way, so it's still appropriate. The founder of McDonald's put on that metal bird suit.
Yes, he did.
Flew around town. I don't know, dude. It's just... I don't know.
Personal preference, I guess.
I guess so. It's just, I know I'm in a minority.
Very interesting.
Like, 90% of people are like you and I see, don't spoil it. 10% are like me and Taylor, feed me information down my gullet with a reckless abandon.
Yeah. It depends on how much I care about it.
Do you care? The more you care, the less you want spoilers?
You could spoil the shit out of Deadpool for me. I don't give a goddamn rat's ass. But if you spoil Infinity War or goddamn Star Wars Episode 9, I will shank you.
What about Game of Thrones?
Don't care.
Okay.
I've given up.
Okay, I'm going to spoil that for you then.
That's fine.
I'm going to spoil that one. But
somebody dies. Everybody dies.
Everyone's going to die. And Kim Jong-un is going to drop a nuke on Westeros end of the show.
Alec Baldwin.
But yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's just weird. Like, Renzi doesn't care about him either.
Baldwin.
It just doesn't ruin my experience. In fact, it kind of enhances it. Like, knowing what I'm going to see when I go into it makes me hyped to see it.
Nah, that's dumb.
Maybe.
You should know what you're going to be seeing from the trailer. Enough. To be hyped to see it.
Well, I'm hyped to see it regardless, but there's no hype brakes on the hype
the
train.
Details, Captain America dies. You're like, I can't wait to see that shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally how my brain works.
I can't wait to see if that happens.
See, I don't care one way or the other if it happens. I just want to know if it happens.
Dumb.
I know it doesn't make no sense, that's how it works, man. Here, let's talk about this. Is the 3D film fad finally coming to an end?
Yes.
Ticket sales have been tabulated for 2017. It doesn't look good for 3D films. It's been over 8 years, by the way, since Avatar came out.
Wow.
The film helped catapult 3D ticket sales to an astronomical $2.2 billion in 2010, ushering in what was supposed to be the wave of the future. However, since 2010, sales of 3D tickets have decreased each year, with 2017 being the lowest. The variety of factors contributed to the lower ticket sales. The decrease in demand over recent years resulted in theaters pulling back on the number of 3D showings. There's also less must-see 3D films each year, while previous years have given us like Avatar, Gravity, Alice in Wonderland, which have been benchmarks for 3D films. There haven't been many marquee titles that are supposed to move 3D forward. In fact, most of the 3D box office comes from 3D conversions of superhero films. However, we cannot 3D yet. Yes, it's almost 3 years out, but December 2020, James Cameron's returning to theaters with his long-awaited sequel to Avatar, and with Fox reportedly greenlighting 4 sequels, perhaps James Cameron's the guy who could save 3D yet again.
No. No.
Like, me and Chris, because we go and see a lot of movies,
3D's
because we have MoviePass, and MoviePass doesn't give you access to 3D movies. It's only 2D movies.
I prefer 2D.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's not for Ready Player One, which has 2 showings that we can go see. It's like at 11:30 and a 9:30. Because everything else is 3D. Everything else. Like, besides that, that's the first time in our 3 months of having MoviePass that we've been inconvenienced by the no 3D rule.
Shit.
And it's only because it's at 9:30 and not a 6:30 showing, because we would go see it in 2D whether we were paying for it or not.
There was one movie recently that I wanted to see in 3D, or I didn't see it in 3D, and I was like, damn it, I should have seen that in 3D.
Sherlock Gnomes.
Yep.
I thought that was it. I look at, like, Thor. I'm sure that was in 3D, right?
Yeah.
Don't care. No. You know? I just, I don't know who likes 3D better than 2D. Like, with the exception of Avatar, I don't think I've ever walked out of a theater and being like, wow, I'm glad I saw that in 3D instead.
Yeah, like, unless it's, like, really world-building, kind of. Like, if you can get involved in feeling like you're there.
Which I think Avatar did a really good job of, right?
3D is pretty good. Yeah, because you were on Pandora.
But Transformers, which was in 3D.
You're just on Earth floating in the sky.
Yeah, you're just seeing Mark Wahlberg peck come at your head. Like, who cares, dude?
Right, you don't need that shit.
Right. So, like...
Never seen 3D, Morris?
You're not... Well, Morris, that's not true. Look around your house.
Oh, you're an asshole.
I know. But, yeah, I mean, you're not missing nothing, I don't think. I'm missing anything. Nothing.
Dude, that Avatar for the first time, that was something.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then we just get numb to it.
Agreed. Like, it's just... No, I don't know if it's numb or if it's just... We never saw anything as good as it. Again.
No, there's definitely been good.
Like what? Give me one. Hey, Gage and Gadgets, how you doing, dude?
Good 3D movie?
Yeah. Just think of one. Just recently. One that you're like, wow, that 3D really improved on the film.
I mean, Gravity was...
I didn't see that one, so I can't comment.
That was pretty intense in 3D.
But that was what, now you're three, trying, 4 years ago?
Yeah, now you're trying to make me go into my memory bank.
I'm sorry, man. I thought a memorable movie would be something you'd remember.
Real fast?
Movies?
Movies.
Well, why do you care about spoilers so much then, man?
Because I will remember them.
Was The Last Jedi in 3D? It wasn't, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I bought your tickets. It was in 3D.
Did we ever pay you back for that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
I have no idea. I don't really care.
I think it was 2D.
It was 3D.
All right, man. I'll take your word for
it. It was an IMAX. It wouldn't have been 2D.
No, there's 2D IMAX movies.
Well, yes, but not for fucking Star Wars.
I thought Star Wars was doing the whole thing where it wasn't 3D to be an homage to old Star Wars.
It was definitely 3D.
Looking it up.
What?
The Star Wars we'll never see.
No, this is going to be about him remaking episode 2 and 3 into fucking 3D. Oh, yeah, man. 3D assets. Oh, I need to make a new intro with all Star Wars shit.
Well, there's a 3D Blu-ray, so yeah, it definitely wasn't
3D. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was. Don't really do the cinema.
The fourth link down is from 2013. This is internet. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, that's the biggest thing is because they were planning. They did re-release episode 1 in 3D.
They did.
Yeah, and I went and saw it, and it was great. But then they were planning
Lisa
on doing
got
2
to
and
die
3
in here.
Yeah, they were planning on redoing 2 and 3 in 3D, and then they cut that. And that's probably going to be the main story.
Wow.
When you Google Star Wars 3D.
I didn't realize that.
But anyway,
Phantom Menace for Life emote in chat, dude.
Phantom Menace for
Life. Oh my god. Okay, do we care at all about this? Zachary Quinto says there are 3 Star Trek 4 scripts, including Quentin Tarantino's.
What?
So Zachary Quinto is looking forward to returning to his Federation space, play Spock in another Star Trek film, but he says that the franchise next step is very much up in the air with 3 scripts currently in development. An individual with the project told The Wrap, 3 Star Trek 4 scripts are indeed in development. I feel like we are in a state of anticipation, Quinto said. All of us are really excited about the idea of working with Quentin on a Trek film, but I know Simon Pegg and Doug Jung are writing a script, and there are another set of writers writing a script, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Jeez.
The next Trek film was tentatively scheduled for a 2019 release, but Paramount hasn't announced a production start date yet, and any project involving Tarantino will have to wait until Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is released in August of next year.
All right. What the fuck?
There's
played by Chris Pine teaming up with his father. Was said to feature Captain Kirk, played by Chris Pine, teaming up with his father, played by Chris Hemsworth. I forgot Chris Hemsworth was in the first Star Trek.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he was the guy. He died in the very first scene. He was Kirk's dad. Yeah.
Are you lying?
Nah.
There's no way. That was Thor?
Yeah, Thor. I don't know if that was before Thor or not.
I think it was, yeah. That's insane, dude. That blows my mind. I did not know that.
Bring back heroes?
I don't know, dude. Seeing Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Direct Star Trek.
Dude, that would be weird.
Is as weird to me as like David Fincher doing World War Z 2.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't seem like a movie they would do. You know?
There's going to be so much fucking alien blood in this, Quentin.
Yeah. Thing. Like, how are they going to squeeze the N-word into this Star
Trek?
They're
not going to do that, man. They're going to make up an alien N-word. Gorgon.
Gorgon. Hey.
Fucking Gorgon.
Hey, watch out, man. We're going to get banned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Speech against the Gorgons, man.
It's just weird. It's just weird to me that Quentin Tarantino was even in the running for that, dude. It's just very strange. Let's check our viewer count real quick. 10 viewers.
You didn't.
Let me see where our stats are, sir. Oh, we're at 9 average now, dude.
Shit. We're not going to be at 10, though. I don't think it can go up to 10.
I don't think it can either. Well, it can if we have more than 10.
Right.
But as long as we stay at a flat 10, you're safe.
Yeah.
But dang, are you close.
Pretty damn close.
Yeah. We still got 45 minutes left.
Thank you very much for watching, people. I appreciate it. I would say we could just do the show, the third show.
Uh-huh.
But you have to hit your goal. So, invite your mom. Invite your grandma. Get them on here. Anybody have another Twitch account? Just pull that shit up.
You can pull it up on your phone.
I don't count. We shouldn't count. You shouldn't count. Chris shouldn't count. But we're counting it.
Okay.
Just as long as the Twitch stats say 10 average.
There's only 2 viewers in this house, all right?
Mm-hmm.
One is me, one is Chris. Mm-hmm. What do you mean,
I think Nightbot counts as one, too.
Nightbot does not count as a viewer.
Pretty sure it does.
It does not.
Pretty sure it does.
Believe me, I've looked at our stream. We've been at 0 before.
That's a good point.
It's not Nightbot.
That's a good point.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, next story.
Yeah.
Next story. Blockbuster apparently still has a store in the U.S.
What? Yes, right. They have one.
There's photos of it.
Yeah.
So last month, Sandy Hardy, general manager of the Blockbuster operation in Bend, Oregon, made the decision to close down a storefront about 30 minutes north of Bend in the town of Redmond, Oregon, that wasn't generating enough revenue to justify its existence. So two other Blockbuster outposts have closed in recent months. One store closed to Portland in Sandy, Oregon, and one in Edinburgh, Texas. Just that far from the Mexican border. Now, only 7 Blockbuster video stores remain. 6 in Alaska and 1 in Bend, Oregon.
How can they not be making money?
No one rents videos anymore.
How is Family Video still
open? I don't know how that
works. With like 5 locations in Wichita, Kansas.
Dude, I don't know. But when I went and rented Far Cry, by the way, all right, they charged me $28 for that game.
Really?
Because I had to have a $20 deposit because it was a new game.
What?
Yeah, and they gave me $20 back when I returned it. But I'm still butthurt about it.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's half the price of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want it. That's probably what they buy it at.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, do they just expect people to, like, now if they keep it, who cares?
Yeah, because too many people keep it.
Right.
Probably. Would be my guess. I know I had 5.
Well, the thing with Family Video is that every store is independent.
Right.
So you could go to that Family Video, just steal Far Cry 5 for $28, and then go to another Family Video 3 miles away and steal God of War 4 when it comes out.
See, that's also my point, is how is there one 3 miles away from another one?
Dude, there are literally...
It's not fucking McDonald's.
There are literally 3 Family Videos within 3 miles of this home.
I know, it's mind-boggling. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't either.
I don't understand. How
they have free kids movies. Like, that's the thing. Like, I would think, like, Family Video would make all its money from kids coming in and renting The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. And instead, those movies are free.
Yeah, no.
You could just walk in and grab Cinderella and leave.
I have no idea. I don't have a clue.
It's weird, dude. But I don't think there's video rental places pretty much anywhere but here.
Yeah.
Like, chat. Are there places you can go besides, like, a Redbox and rent movies where you live?
Most likely not. I would say you said Redbox.
I did say Redbox. Besides
I tuned
Redbox.
You out, man. I'm thinking to myself, can I hold my pee?
Oh, my
or
God.
Or do I need to go pee?
We're doing the spin wheel. It's just for you, though.
Just for me?
Yeah, for ignoring me and thinking about peeing. Shot.
Damn it.
All right, well, Ren says there was one where you used to live. Taylor says that they have a Family Video there, too, in North Carolina, where she lives.
How the fuck are they making money?
Dude, apparently... So how is Blockbuster not, is maybe the question.
Right. They expanded themselves too much on their, like, what, streaming thing?
For some reason, I expected a wave of nostalgia to wash over me as I took the excerpt from US 97. Who cares?
Oh my God.
I don't care about any of this. Almost every customer I spoke with used Netflix or rented DVDs from Redbox, but they all expressed a fondness for the personal touch available at a video store staffed by people who actually care about movies, which was not necessarily the reputation enjoyed by Blockbuster during its heyday. What's happening? You just gotta just go pee, dude. Just go pee. It's fine. Just go.
I'm gonna pee on you. That's what I'm gonna do.
I hope.
I'm gonna shower you in urine.
I hope so, dude. Now I'm just here, alone, again. Colby goes pee. How many viewers we got? Oh, we're at 8. It's not going to happen now, chat. I go pee once every, like, 3 or 5 hours. I actually pee, like, once an hour, but I drink a lot more water during my stream, so he's yelling at me. I can't hear him right now. What? He just claimed that I went pee 3 times in 1 hour one time. During my stream. Once every 20 minutes is what he thought happened. This man is an idiot. God, are you peeing a lake? Would you hurry up? He just said yes.
In your bathroom.
It's about time, man.
Hey, man.
You made it an hour and 20 minutes.
I know. So many viewers left because they didn't see my face.
They did. Yep. Oh, we're back up to 9, but they blew it. We're gonna have to get like 15 in order to upset this now.
Yep, nope, not gonna happen.
You're safe, man.
Yeah, no third show. Whoa,
you're safe, man.
Yay. Oh, we're still happy that everyone is here.
It's
that is
probably
here,
a
is
muted
here.
Dab. It's probably a muted dab.
Thank you. I love you.
Imagine the perfect video store. It would have a great selection, right? Right.
Oh my
Over
God.
10,000 videos. 3 evening rentals, so no rush, no hassle.
It's actually surprisingly good.
Drop return, open late every night.
Okay, minus the guy.
Welcome to Blockbuster Video.
Is popping up all over the country. There's one near you.
That perspective change was a little off.
Wow, what a difference.
Awesome. It's the 4th of July.
Oh, I wanted to see that, man.
What was the 4th of July savings
deal from 1990? Now we'll never know, dude. We'll never know now. I don't know, dude. I miss Blockbusters. Do you remember Blockbusters, dude?
Yeah.
They were the best.
They were blue.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were, sir.
They were the best?
Yeah.
I remember making my mother go to Blockbuster 3 total times to rent Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
Okay.
And she hated it every time. She's like, it's got too much cussing in it.
Well, it did. It did have too much cussing in it for you.
I'm like, he's doing cock push-ups, and that's what you're worried about is the F word? He's got to turn lasers off with his dick. You forget about the cock push-ups?
I still don't remember, but I'm taken aback. I don't know how to move forward.
Cock push-ups, man. They suck your cock.
Tenures!
I don't even remember what I said that to. I just remember I said that.
Nothing!
And it was really dumb.
Oh my God.
It sucked your cock.
Dude, you're... Wow, I don't remember that, but okay. What were we talking about?
Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. When I moved to Manhattan in 2010, they still had a Blockbuster. You know, that fridge liquor store, that's the best place on earth. You know?
Used to be a Blockbuster.
It used to be a Blockbuster, and it was still... When I moved up there, like Chris had to get a Blockbuster card because we wanted to rent movies when we lived there, and she got a Blockbuster card. We lived in Manhattan. Isn't that weird?
I remember where the Blockbusters were here. I know there was one right by Dylan's Title Boxing's there now. That was the one I always went to.
I honestly don't remember.
I can't remember another one.
I remember there was a Hollywood Video over by down at Amadon, like at 13th.
Right across the street.
I don't remember that one. See, I was down south.
It's like an MK consignment store there now, which I think has already gone out of business.
Yeah, that went. That moved in where the Hancock Fabrics was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stupid. You know, this is how we lose listeners, because we talk about where Hollywood Videos were in our local town. This is why no one gives an F about our show.
Dude, that's fine. We got fucking 9 people here that give an F. 4.
9.
Still 5.
I still have my dad's stepdad. Can you read the sentence for me? Because I can't read it.
I still have Miss Stepdad's Blockbuster card.
I still have my Stepdad's Blockbuster card. It's an artifact.
Yeah, man. I don't think I have any, like, stolen Blockbuster cases, but I know I definitely have some Family Video ones.
Dude. I just remember Blockbuster being the... I just remember going there and renting Super Nintendo games, dude, and it was
the
greatest. It was the greatest.
If you could have gotten it on your Nintendo at the time, just downloaded it, it would have been better.
I literally rented a game last week.
It would have been better. Yeah, if you can rent the games from
Rinja
your house...
says I'm on mobile. Do we think that that's true, or do you think he just stole Morris's excuse?
It doesn't matter. I just like reading them, how I see them. It's never to make fun of anybody for their typing skills. Like, I'm a good typer.
A mobile struggle is real. Please. It's just like, I'm on mobile. See,
typing in Twitch chat
is horrible.
Hard.
It's horrible.
I fuck up all
it's
the time
worst.
When I'm trying to type in your chat. That's why I don't show up.
That's what you're going to go with?
Yes,
sure,
that's
man.
My excuse.
See, if Ren was on mobile, though, his I'm on mobile, he would have an apostrophe in between the I and the M.
Oh,
dude,
busted.
300 IQ chat observations.
Busted. Literally just typed I am, but it did auto-capitalize the I, though.
Yeah, let's talk about our stupid weather, dude. Happy 17th day of spring. Let's check in on some headlines about how Americans across the Midwest and East Coast are enjoying their pleasantly warm spring weather we've all come to know and love.
Oh, wait, spring what? Warm?
Don't hate me, but record-setting cold and snow are about to sweep across the U.S. from Mashable. Spring fails to start in the Midwest and East with these three snowmakers expected into the weekend, the Weather Channel. Endless winter, waves of cold, snow to punish Midwest and East, USA Today. Unusual record-breaking April cold to crash into eastern U.S. Friday through the weekend, Washington Post. That can't be right. A mass delusion must have swept over U.S. reporters. Let's check a source from across the pond. U.S. weather latest, cold snap across America to break records for April weather from The Independent. Is that a reputable rag, Morris, the Independent? Oh, well, it appears the winter is indeed refusing to go away. It might have decided to get worse again with the potential for more snow and record-breaking low temperatures in the U.S. Why is this happening? For one, a polar vortex has been chilling over the Hudson Bay in Canada for months now, sending waves of cold and contributing to all those nor'easters that hit the East Coast in March. And it's still going.
Vortex.
As Andrew Friedman points out at Mashable. Look at this. Look at this polar vortex.
Fuck that vortex.
Look at that thing.
How do we kill that?
I don't know.
Hit it with, like, okay.
Nuke it? Can we nuke weather?
We take 10 million hair dryers.
Okay.
Just put them all together.
Point them at the sky.
Point them at the sky.
I think that would destroy the Earth.
No.
I think it would.
It's just electrical current. It's not aerosol cans.
Nothing good can happen from it.
It definitely could affect the fucking vortex from hell. From frozen hell.
It just worries me that, like, all this Mexico air, like, where's all this hot air at to get the vortex, man?
It's not here. Global cooling, bro.
What month is? Next 7 days have a lot of blue snow in the forecast model. Maps save from us is Middleton. Polar vortex, cold air, and dastardly weather. Let's just look at this video right here. Oh, that's a GIF. Look at that. Look at it up there, just swirling up there in Canada. Who do we blame?
Fucking vortex, man.
That's what it is, dude.
Can we give it a name? John.
John?
John. Fuck you, John.
John the vortex.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God, dude.
Look
at us right here. We're going to get wanged, dude.
Take your stupid ass cold and get out.
What a lovely weather having in the spring. Here's a snow forecast today through Saturday from weather.gov.
Dude, murder me.
We blame Punxsutawney Phil for seeing a shadow in February, but we're all beyond 6 weeks now. Now we're just angry.
Okay, Morris, now I'm kind of worried, bro. You don't watch movies. You don't read the papers.
Where's news?
Are you on Twitch 24/7? Well, you watch him, so yeah, basically.
I'm not giving him anything of value. Not one thing.
Who? What?
Me.
Yeah, no.
If he's watching me, he's getting nothing of value. He's getting a lot of me yelling and dying, yeah.
Yeah, you're very unentertaining.
I know, it's horrible. I don't know why he watches me all day. It's stupid. It don't make any sense.
Shut up, internet. Yeah, that's me. Well, okay, wait.
YouTube is where you get all your
stuff. Yeah, no, I'm kind of, you know what? I'm a hypocrite. I'm the same fucking way. When's the last time I've been to a movie? Other than a date,
Star Wars.
Before that, Dunkirk.
Yeah, so that's two a year.
That's 6 month time span in between. I don't read.
Wait, what movie did you go on a date? Because I'm really curious why you ruled that out. Like I would know.
Black Panther.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. If I wasn't on the date, probably would have waited until it got on my site.
I'm sure you would have, yeah. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Save money.
Doing free, man. Free is
yeah,
great.
See, he watches Meanwhile Gaming. So he's getting entertainment while he's watching it.
Oh, wow. That explains gaming. It. That okay, explains well, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dude, I don't like games.
I don't like that Polar Vortex. Dude,
fuck John. He is an asshole.
Boris, what have you been playing lately, man? What have you been playing? Let's check our Discord right now. Let's see what people are playing. Let's see. Blues play VR chat. No one else is online. Okay. Good check at the Discord right there, dude.
Did you hear about that couple that
eight
met,
viewers, by the way, you failed. What?
Met in VR chat. Started dating in VR chat. Got married in VR chat.
No.
Like, I think legitimately legally married, but while in the VR chat.
Dude, that's good.
Yeah.
Ren's playing Shadows, Star Wars, Turtles, or Raptors.
The Old Republic.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I said.
What did you say, Turtles or Raptors?
No, I said The Old Republic.
Uh-huh.
Hearthstone, RimeWorld. Is that RimeWorld? Am I stupid? Rocket League, Civ 5.
Rhyme.
It's
RimWorld,
right? It's just
no.
It's just Rhyme mobile.
World.
No,
you
pretty
throw
sure.
out.
I do
rhymes,
see
man.
Morris
so
playing a lot
game.
Of Hearthstone. I do see him play a lot of Hearthstone, throwing his life away, gambling those cards, man. I just want to sound like an old man.
Don't know what that is. Don't know what that is.
You don't know what Hearthstone is?
No, that's a game with cars that hit balls into goals like soccer. Don't know what that is.
Yeah, I thought it was RimWorld. Yeah, okay.
Bash
you
tried.
Don't know what Hearthstone is?
No, Bash tried to get me to play Rocket League. I don't have a system. My PS4 doesn't do gaming and only does Blu-rays.
How do you not know what Hearthstone is?
Oh, what the fuck is Hearthstone, man? That's like saying, who's John? I don't know.
John's the Polar Vortex, all right?
Yeah, but where'd he come from? Who's his parents?
Some jerks. Hearthstone is a Blizzard card game. It's very, very popular. It's like saying, who are the Chicago Bulls?
That's not the same.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same.
Name three players of the Chicago Bulls.
Nope.
That's what I thought.
Former?
Nope. Current.
Scottie Pippen.
Michael Jordan. Steve Kerr.
Derrick Rose.
Dennis Rodman. I still
Joaquin
got more.
Joaquin Nova.
Nope. You're
Joaquin.
Thinking of Joaquin Noah.
Joaquin, that one.
Keep going, man.
I combined it with Joaquin Phoenix.
You're out? Are you out of
oh,
are you out of Bulls?
100% out.
Dude, come on, man.
Fucking, I don't know basketball.
You can't go. You just can't even. You can't quote the roster of the 96 Bulls, man.
No. Hey, guess how old I was in 96?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at me?
I was really paying attention to basketball at the time. Bloody Mobile. RimWorld. Oh, yeah.
That was from forever ago.
Bloody Mobile.
Is that what he sounds like?
Fucking Bloody Mobile. So I've been listening to this comedian, Jim Jefferies, a lot.
Okay, yeah. I know of him.
He's Australian.
He's way less popular than Hearthstone, but okay.
Mm-hmm. I listened to him so much one day where I was heading home from work, and then all of the traffic I encountered, I was yelling at them in an Australian accent.
Same accent.
As best I could.
It said no shot, man. Let's spin it again.
Just do a shot.
Nope, we gotta do it right. Oh, hold on. I can't read this one.
It's me.
Colby does two shots. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It never lands on yours, though, man.
It never has. It's not rigged. You mean it's just that's the way it is.
You rigged it. There's percentages. Like, you enter percentages of how much you want each one to, you know, pop up. Yeah.
You think
if that's not a thing, it should be a
fucking
thing.
You think Streamlabs is that fancy?
It's algorithms, yeah. They've been figured out
already.
You just
yelled the word algorithms and expected that to make
algorithms,
make a difference,
man.
It's just algorithms.
Algorithms.
Just algorithms.
That's what YouTube does.
Uh-oh. Morris algorithm. Doesn't like him anymore. He probably did something horrible.
Oh, yeah, no, I get you. Morris is a little right, little leaning right, a little bit. Jim's used to be kinda, and then now he's leaning way more left nowadays. Yeah.
Came to his senses, huh? Is that what you're saying?
He's very against gun, or no, he's very for gun control.
Yeah, that's right. Get rid of guns, right, Morris? He doesn't agree with me.
No.
But he's in England.
They're
police people over there just beat people with shoes and stuff, dude. They're out of control over there.
I don't really know anybody's personal life or what they do.
Are you more scared? Tell me honestly. Are you more scared of a Bobby or are you more scared of a LAPD cop?
The one that shoots black people, that's the one I'm scared
of. But you're not black.
I'm close enough.
No, being Korean ain't enough.
I am close enough. I'm in a minority. Same classification, bro. They could think I'm trying to steal a computer.
I'm stealing a math book! That's what Colby's racism is right there.
He's got a gun! Or a stapler!
Last week, dude, we talked about how there's going to be too much space junk. And then this week, SpaceX announces that they have launched an experimental space junk sweeper into
orbit. They
have done it. So
they're just like, oh, yeah, we're doing this.
A Monday launch by SpaceX, Elon Musk's private aerospace company, saw a Falcon 9 rocket lift off from Florida packed with 3 tons of supplies for the International Space Station. But the launch, the firm's 53rd today, also carried some unconventional cargo, an experimental system known as remove debris, which the scientists will hope clean up the Earth's space junk littered upper atmosphere. Space junk is a serious problem in Earth's lower orbit, where there are currently more than 500,000 pieces of defunct satellites, used rocket boosters, and other space junk, according to NASA. While many are no longer larger than a marble, they still pose a threat to satellites and other orbiting structures. In 2015, a rogue piece of old Russian weather satellite bearing along at the 8 miles per second forced astronauts to the ISS
eight
to take temporary...
miles per...
Yeah, second.
Second.
That's fast. That's fast. It's like, wee fast.
Wait.
It's happening.
8 times 60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
That is 3,200 times 60 again. Dude, what's 32 times 6, man? I don't know. Anyways, it's thousands of miles per hour fast. That's too fast.
I just like it when you do math, dude. It makes me so happy.
I hate math.
I love it, dude.
I don't know if it's the alcohol.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But my math skills have dramatically dropped
from
a year ago.
I think it's like if you don't use it, you lose it with math.
To right now.
Yeah.
I've never been good at mental math.
You want me to bring some flashcards in?
No.
We can start doing like math on at the last 10 minutes
of
the show?
Yeah, because that will be entertaining. It would.
Can't be worse.
I'm dumb.
Talking about
don't
this.
Use my stupidity against me.
Scientists hope remove debris will help. The system developed by the UK's University of Surrey Space Center and co-funded by the European Commission will be assembled by ISS astronauts before being deployed for a few tests to see how well it captures miniature satellites and pulls them out of orbit. The first trial will involve firing a net to capture satellites, which is a very flexible option because even if the debris is spinning or has gotten a regular shape, to capture it with a net is relatively low risk compared to retrieving debris using a robotic arm, according to...
Why would you use a robotic arm?
I don't know. Because it's space, dude. You use robot arms in space.
You don't need that shit. Just make a big old fucking very, very thin net. It could be fucking paper. There's no wind.
There's a marble moving at 8 miles a second, and you think a piece of paper's gonna stop it, bro?
Not paper, but I mean a thick, like not even a net.
You literally just said a very thin net. It's literally your word.
Not just a sheet.
Now you're saying thick.
Of vibranium to catch all this shit.
Just send Black Panther up there. Foop, foop, foop. Grabbing the marbles. That's Colby's space junk theory. I like it. Another test will involve a retractable harpoon. You know what? This is the onion. I don't... A retractable harpoon.
This is the onion.
We're gonna harpoon the bad debris.
Oh my god. So dumb.
I was with you with the net, but the harpoon, that's...
That's a stupid... A robotic arm, you know how long that will take?
Oh, it's gone.
I missed it. Yeah, because robotic arms are just so fucking accurate.
Yeah, Taylor just says, just pump oxygen into space and go get the junk.
Yeah, we'll just drop.
Yeah, it's perfect.
There's gravity involved.
Fall to Earth.
Fall, yeah.
Or you can walk up there and get it.
Or that. Just walk on air, because that's possible.
Such an idiot.
You're an idiot for pumping oxygen.
You're
space.
An idiot too.
That is a wasteful effort.
I
don't
want to talk about that. Okay.
Throwing shit in the air.
All right. Do you want to talk about our government being awful or do you want to talk about our low amount of money we make? We talk about our lives being awful or the government?
The second one.
Okay. I reversed them. I said the government first, then our lives, and then this
Got
time
the
I said
lives.
Lives
one,
okay.
Man.
All right. Here's how much you need to earn to afford the average home price in every state. So here in Kansas, you have to make $43,160 to afford the average home.
Nope, don't make that.
In Colorado, you have to make $100,200.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Average?
That's a blow to my psyche because, like, I was going to move there and now I never will because it's $100,000.
Dude, you don't need a home. You just need, like, a cabin.
Yeah, I don't need a home. Yeah. Like, that's because there's, like, a 400,000 mountain retreats up there, you know, the Bill Gates zones.
You just need a plot of land, and then you can just work for 5 years.
I'm just going to...
Building a log cabin home.
Dude, build my own home? Dude, yeah. That'd be baller.
You got all the shit around you.
Could stream it, dude.
Got trees.
You think it's still legal to just cut down trees and build a house out of it?
No.
I feel like it's definitely not, right?
Who the fuck's going to stop you?
The police?
Then you just fucking cut a tree down and have it fall on.
So you kill the police. That's your... Okay.
They're not going to find them.
We're just going to go full GTA 5 on this thing. All right. It was surprising. Like, places like Illinois being low kind of surprised me. You know, and then places like Wyoming being 58,000.
Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio's 38.
There, man. We got that shit.
I think Ohio and West Virginia are the lowest, right?
I think, yeah.
Look at Hawaii. $153,000 for Hawaii.
Jesus.
How is
Alaska that expensive?
It's middle of nowhere, I guess.
Who's living in Alaska with $100,000, $60,000 homes?
I don't know, man. D.C. is $138,000 for D.C.
Wow.
$91,000 for New York. That's got to be skewed because of Brooklyn or because of New York City, right? It's got to be.
$91,000? Oh, that's got to be the upstate or wherever the Avengers went to. They were like, our bill's too high. We need to move upstate.
Morris earns about $38,000 a year before tax. So he could live in Ohio and West Virginia.
I don't make that much.
No, you can't afford a home anywhere in America, apparently. So it sucks to be you, bro.
Average, though. What's average? Like, not too good, not too great.
Well, that means there's going to be homes below average that you could afford in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted an average home, it's going to be $38,000.
Who defines average?
I would assume, like, a three-bedroom, two-bath would probably be average home, right? Or maybe that changes per state. You know, maybe in New York, an average home is a stove next to your bed and a front door. Average home. You know, in Iowa, it's an entire cattle ranch. I don't know.
$91,000 for New York, that's not right. Well, maybe they're only factoring in homes and not apartments.
I would assume it's just homes, yeah. I would assume it's just homes. To be sure the map doesn't account for interstate differences, home prices in Brooklyn, New York are much higher than upstate New York towns, with the averages roughly aligned with what we'd expect, with coastal states leading the way or trailing the pack, depending on how you look at it. So who's moving to Ohio with us?
50% more? What?
So how much put together this graphic showing the salary you need to afford
Morris,
the average
home
price?
60 hours a week, because if you do that, dude, what are you doing? I would die.
Dude, all he talks about is how much he works and how much it sucks.
How are you watching him all day and then watching us?
Dude, he watches me because he's like, thank God my life isn't as bad as his, at least.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I could make less money. That's what he's thinking. By the way, Twitch has not emailed us about our money, by the way. Like, you know how we reached our $100
thing? Did we? I didn't know.
Yeah, we reached our $100. I mean, Icy donated enough just to get us there.
Well, yeah, but that's a donation. It doesn't go towards Twitch.
No, she cheered. It's a cheer donation. That goes towards Twitch.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, just trust me, man. We're there, all right?
It was not.
It's not going to be in our chat.
Why?
This was a week ago.
What?
I'm not talking about tonight's donation, you dingus.
Right. I'm here. I forgot, but now
Twitch hasn't emailed us about giving us our money.
Fuckers!
I know, dude.
Rapists!
Okay, that might be strong.
Fucking North Koreans! Which one's worse? Rapist
is worse, yeah. Rapist is worse. Yeah, that's worse. Yep, that's worse.
Oh, edit that out before you put
edit
that in.
Edit that out! It's live!
Well, the live people, they're fine.
It's over! It's out there!
It's not. They can't clip this.
Now that you said it, they're all clipping it right now. And it's going to be the Twitter clip.
Oh, perfect. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's you.
What do you mean that's me. That's, I mean, I'm putting it up. Yeah, yeah, but it's you. You said it.
It was a legitimate question for a hot second.
All right, let's talk about this, Matt. A lawmaker misquoted an article on the satirical website The Onion in supporting efforts to deep six a bill targeting hazing among college sororities and fraternities. Let's just watch the video clip.
But it does not surprise me. Representative Van Hus.
Thank you, sir, and I agree with
Vice Chairman Cottontown?
This is Tennessee.
I'm reading right here on The Onion a report about Kentucky seniors who haze freshman basketball players. But I do think it's an issue. Again, I was opposed to it in subcommittee. But I'm, sir, and I agree with Vice Chairman Curcio's sentiment. I'm reading right here on The Onion a report about Kentucky seniors who haze freshman basketball players. But I do think,
you know, I was curious if he was like, okay, it's a big enough deal that The Onion made a satirical article about it.
No,
but you wouldn't have used the word report.
Yeah.
It's not a report.
Yeah, here is the article, by the way. New report reveals Kentucky seniors forced to endure brutal hazing from freshman players.
No.
This is an Onion article from 2016 when Kentucky won the national championship. And, yeah. Yeah. It says, this is the Onion article. It's all fake. It's the Onion. And we got some lawmaker in Tennessee quoting it. He said, Van Hus appears to be.
Morris, what do you do, man? How do you have that much overtime? And you got to be getting paid for that overtime.
Satirical article reports an ACA investigator saying that freshman players have been forcing underclassmen to carry gym bags, consume excessive amounts of alcohol, and sit in a locked closet for hours on end. It's apparently seen as a way to make the seniors understand the place on their team. Regardless of the reason, it's absolutely unacceptable, the Ungen wrote. And then a Tennessee lawmaker read that.
In open
yeah.
sitting.
Yeah. That's a thing that happened.
Well, I agree with the first comment.
Wow, just wow?
Just wow.
Wow. I mean,
sort of leaves.
How does no one
speechless?
How does no one comment on it? Like in there and be like, hey, Jim, the Onion ain't real.
Fuck you, John, and your goddamn vortex.
Jim and John, Tennessee lawmakers. Yeah, dude, that is just silly to me. But good Lord, man, that's a thing.
Well, that's why I don't live in Kentucky.
It's Tennessee
or that.
Kind of the same place.
Yeah.
Kind of the same place. Well, that's all the topics, man.
Why are they talking about it in Tennessee if it's for the team Kentucky?
No, it's a law about preventing hazing and bullying.
Mm-hmm.
The guy wants to get rid of it. And so he's referencing the Onion article as saying, like, I acknowledge that it exists, but here's what I have to say about it.
It exists, but maybe or maybe not in our fucking state.
I don't know, man.
Give it. It's right above us, but it's not our state.
How confident are you that Tennessee is above Kentucky?
No. Kentucky would be above Tennessee from what I just said.
How confident are you?
Very.
He's right, by the way.
Yeah, I know my geography, bro.
You do?
Yeah.
You know your geography, huh?
Uh-huh. It's my best category in fucking Trivia Pursuit.
Look at that, dude. You are right. Kentucky and then Tennessee, dude. Look at that. I'm very proud of you.
This is the one thing I had to actually memorize for school.
Yeah, Kentucky and then Tennessee right there.
Bam.
Is there seriously a town in Tennessee called Murfreesboro?
Murfreesboro.
I'm not zooming back in. It's Murfreesboro. Okay, it's Murfreesboro. Sure. Moore says, he said, quite ill, often ill, work 48 hours before I have a couple days off.
I'm so ill. I work so many hours, you know. I just love it when I'm sick there. My job is infecting people with AIDS. Not infecting people who have AIDS. I infect people who don't have AIDS with AIDS. I just wanted to clarify. What? We got 10 minutes left, bro! What are you doing?
Sorry! You're just trying to run down the average, aren't you?
No.
You're safe,
also,
man.
Also, that's yeah, it's been accomplished.
We did not hit 10. We're probably back down to 7 or we're still at 9.
Beer yet left, man.
Okay, man. Well, what do you want to talk about? We're out of topic, so we just got a spitball now.
God, our viewers got so close.
They did.
So close.
They almost accomplished it, but they didn't.
We might have to try this again soon.
When they have, we have 9 viewers right there, dude. 9.
No.
9 viewers.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. Jesus Christ.
What are you what is happening?
There's no way it's 9.
It says 9. 9 viewers.
I disbelieve it. Okay. We're about to go into some show details.
Oh, God. Okay, Colby's taking over, by the way. You get to host Twitch, the last 11 minutes. Here we go.
Twitch has a number, and then whatever the fuck this app you use to show the chat larger
I've
in front of our face.
I've told you 100 times.
It does not show the hosted people.
I've told you 100 times to not look at that.
But it does, yeah, it does not show the, it's accurate.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. When people leave, people left. Is IC Mystic still watching us? No. And is she on the list? No. She left.
Not every person who watches appears on that list.
Every person. Right. That's what I'm saying. Hosted viewers don't appear on that list.
That could be.
So
like people who are watching the Fringe channel right now
is not showing up on our list.
Yeah. There's also the invisible feature. Like people could watch chat and not show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Look at this, man. I don't know if I have it on this account, but there's better Twitch TV. Okay, you download it. There is anonymous mode. You can literally, it'll stop you from logging into chat when you go in.
No.
And then you can just watch Twitch, and it's like you're not watching.
No.
It'll count your view, but it won't log you into Twitch or
so
log you into chat.
You're thinking we have some fucking Twitch viewers that are that experienced.
Or they're not,
exists,
they're not logged
they're
in.
Like, fuck chat.
This viewer list
not
is not
it.
People who are viewing. These are people who are logged into chat. That's what this is, technically.
So could you not be a Twitch? Like, you don't have a Twitch account, and you can watch.
Yes, you can go to twitch.tv/SethanColby and just watch.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You just can't chat. You have to log into chat. You have to log into follow. You have to log into sub. But yeah, if you just want to watch, you don't need an account or nothing. You just go to twitch.tv/SethanColby, and there it is. Boom.
It's got to be Rin's hosting people. What it's got to be. I'm not
all
thinking anybody goes to our fucking Twitch stream.
Why people
without
watch
a
our
Twitch
show?
Account.
Why are you surprised by this?
Because it's terrible.
Well, I know, but still, there's idiots out there who love this stupid stuff. I don't understand it.
They're very smart idiots. We love
no,
you.
No, I love these people.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sorry for calling you idiots.
You're not idiots.
You're really
the
not.
Smartest, the top tier.
You're not
tier.
The smartest
you're
top
the
tier.
Best looking.
You're not the best looking,
you
probably.
Are the sexiest motherfuckers out there.
That I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a difference between being sexy and good looking, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sexy could be dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's up, dude. You know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I love our viewers, but it takes a special type of someone to like our... You just yelled rapists at 40 decibels 20 seconds ago.
Yeah, but that's not at anyone specifically.
It was at the whole of Twitch.tv. And then you called them North Koreans, which insulted 2 people.
I was just yelling words, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, PewDiePie.
I'm just saying words. They flow, and they flow, and they flow. And I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
can't
man.
Do it. It's not self-control or anything yep. like that.
Well, just remember, chat, that even though you're right now we're at 8 viewers now. You chased someone off. Or I did when we called them idiots.
Yeah, they were like, fuck you for calling me an idiot.
Yeah.
Or it's me by calling them not real.
Well, it's more likely, like, if you took offense to me calling you an idiot, like, probably.
We don't need you here.
Well, yeah, because you're not really idiots, and the fact that like if you don't understand that, then you probably don't understand
it's
most
a sarcastic
of the, most of the show. Like we obviously like we're not joking that we think the show's bad, but we don't think you're idiots.
We do. We say the show's good all the time after we get off a stream.
Quit ruining it, man.
We
you're ruining our facade.
We are the shit.
You're ruining our badass act, man.
Oh yeah, we don't give a rat's ass.
No, dude. We hope
here.
You stop listening, dude.
Yeah,
we don't
we
need
got
you.
So many. We don't. What
yeah.
Are you fucking, don't say this. They're not gonna get it.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm.
We don't need you
stop
to
it.
Sub with Twitch
stop
Prime.
It.
We don't
take
need
me off the
it.
Camera. Don't. Thank you. We love you. Don't listen to this guy.
Why is your head light? I feel like, there we go, that's better.
Don't listen to that guy.
Let's make it bigger.
He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit.
Can we make it bigger? Hold on.
Dude, make it as big as you fucking can. Don't listen to that. He's a piece of shit. Is that some good acting?
Oh, that was acting? I didn't realize that was acting.
It was coming from a place of truth. But
right.
I was really trying to load it on. I feel like I just need a little bit of alcohol. Just a little bit of alcohol.
Your face is so big.
I could be Chris Hemsworth.
You gotta be drunk to act, though.
Dude, zoom in and let me look at it this time.
Okay. No, wrong, sorry.
This is perfect. I don't know why it was ever farther away. You need to be in my face.
I don't need... My
face should encompass the screen.
That's fine, dude. My voice is all they really need.
Yeah. No. Not all the time. I mean in this live fucking view.
What do you mean?
The zoomed in view. Like, you shouldn't see anything over here. It should just all okay. be this.
I could probably make it bigger.
I just want to see if it's possible.
All right. Let's try it out, man. Let's try it out. All live right now, dude. There's still a little bit of room. Hold on, let's zoom it in a little bit. I gotta get all the way to this little noodle here.
A little bit more. Man.
I think the problem is that, like, every time I increase the noodle, it's getting like harder to make it bigger. If you know what I mean.
Oh my god, this is exactly what you needed.
I'm just gonna dynamically
encompass
move it.
The screen. I am the screen. Okay.
Oh, it's it? That's all you get?
That's all you get. That was enough. I've satisfied my ego for the day. I am good. If anything can be big on me, it's my face.
What? Oh, my
it's
God.
A small dick joke, bro. Small dick joke.
No, guys. That was not how I expected this show to go. You still got 5 minutes, dude.
Fuck. I got nothing. You want to talk about how much Bitcoin fucking sucks?
Yeah, sure.
That's
I don't know.
That's on my brain.
I just haven't heard a word about it, so that probably means it sucks real bad.
I have to tell you about that after the
show. Hypebeard just says Bitcoin.
Something other than... Never mind.
Hypebeard, were you drawn in by this?
Dude. You see that?
660.84.
That's fucking terrible. Where's my... What are you doing?
Oh, you want your eyes?
That's fucking terrible.
I was doing your mouth.
Why? Stop doing that.
Quit moving. I can't keep
controlling. You can't track me, bitch.
Stop it. I don't know where you went. There you are. I found you.
This is fantastic. I love that view so much.
This is the stupidest thing you've ever done, man.
Dude, 660, you know what that was up to?
Dude,
you know what that was up to?
What?
It was up to 1900.
You should have cashed out.
I should have fucking...
Aren't you only up 10 bucks?
HODL, man. I was thinking HODL.
What?
Is that thing?
It is?
HODL. It means hold. It means everybody don't sell your shit.
What?
It's a thing,
what
man.
What are you saying
with
to me?
With the cryptocurrency world, people who are involved in it, hold, it means hold, but for some stupid reason, they switched the L and the D to where it's HODL. But it means hold, as in don't sell.
Okay.
If we all don't sell, the price goes up.
Well, how'd that work
sell,
for you?
The price goes down. Well, it's going really bad right now.
Aren't you $600 in?
I am... Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only up 60 bucks now.
Yep.
Sell now. No? All right, man. Well, I mean, at this point, you might as well just wait.
Right.
It'll go back up at some point. Dude, think about it. Like, when was it like 20 cents?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You just got to wait that long for it to be.
Or it's just literally not going to ever go
back. Could also never do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be taking advice from the Bitcoin HODL community. You know what, Hive? That is a great point, sir. Maybe you shouldn't take financial advice from people who couldn't spell the word hold.
Never thought of it like that.
Yep.
They're trying to, you know, He's different.
Did Taylor just do a Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, but with Hoddle?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I thought she did, yeah.
They might have done that. I don't know.
I don't think they did it. I think Taylor just made that up. But if they did a Hoddle Gang song,
I don't know. I absolutely should not have taken advice from this model.
Okay.
In air quotes, because she's from here, so not really.
Like from Kansas?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Still lives here.
Is it a cow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Bessie.
Boris the cow.
Boris the cow.
And he,
she's Russian.
He had a T-shirt on and it said H-O-D-L.
You follow a male model?
It's a male cow model, yeah.
No, it's not a cow. Now we're back in reality. You follow
a... No. It's a female model in real life. But you said cow and I said Boris the cow.
Well, I guess Boris is a man's name.
Yeah.
I just thought women in Russia could be named Boris, too.
Doris?
Dude, who am I to judge?
Yeah. You don't know if Boris is a male or female. You're appropriating their gender.
I can't do that because I don't know what that means.
It means that you're assuming their gender. So what if he follows a male model?
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, right. Fuck off. What are you doing? Gay shaming me, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, me.
It's 2018.
I'm gay shaming you. I'm 48% gay and I'm gay shaming you. I'm 2% away from actually being gay. And I'm the one gay shaming.
So once you hit the 15%,
yeah, I got to switch to buy.
It's just
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can't actually
48% though.
I can't actually 48. Be gay though because that would mean people would have to be interested in me, and that's just not a thing.
What?
Like
you can be gay and not be.
No, I don't feel like I can have a fiance and then switch to gay when there's no options.
It's a great excuse to get out of it.
I don't want to get out of it. I just. Oh, although I could have put that in my back pocket for later. That's the front pocket. It's got to be in the back because I'm gay now.
Trying to do the back, but there was an armrest in the way.
That was a very offensive joke I just told, by the way.
This is my whole goal of this show.
Was to get me banned from Twitch?
Yes, to bring your family-friendly content down to my level. I said rapist on this episode.
You did. You yelled it. Actually.
Yeah. Like, yelled it. Loud.
Yeah.
Your neighbors heard that shit. Yeah. And they were like, should we call the cops?
No, they weren't. The neighbors downstairs, they were probably like, God, I hope they knock. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen those dudes. Anybody. There was a guy wearing a full Fallout 4 Vault Boy hoodie carrying 2 24-packs Mountain Dew into that room down there. Mm. They ain't scared of you yelling.
The only way to offset the sleepiness of the pot.
Right. My worst nightmare is that they find out I'm Twitch streaming, and then they start watching, and then they know where I live, and then they talk to me about it. That is my worst nightmare.
Hey, you streaming today, bro? You mind if we come up and hang out?
I do mind. Move, please.
Move, please.
Yeah, move. Me and Chris would have to move.
Out
be
from
over.
Under me. I two of my neighbors had their rent lease things like on their clips of their doors.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, God,
get like the renewal or whatever.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, you don't like them?
Please leave.
You just want empty apartments, though.
Okay.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Or do you hate...
I would much rather prefer empty apartments.
It's me downstairs? Dude. Said that Colby isn't family-friendly? I know. I know. Colby thinks that I'm family-friendly.
He tries to be.
I do.
As best he can.
I mean, not so much on this show, but...
Like the
on my personal stream, yes, but not so much...
On the vulgarity, you succeed. I don't really hear you cuss all that much.
That's true.
You drop like a shit here and there, but that's about it.
I go for a higher level of humor here.
Yeah, no, I'm down in the depths.
I try to be just as funny without being vulgar.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Dinner smells great, by the way, dude, tonight, because Thursday is cheat day, because Colby makes me drink. We had the new $1 Taco Bell cheesy burrito. It was...
Terrible?
So good.
Cow shit?
No, so good.
Indian food?
Are you just yelling verbs?
That's racist. Yeah, no, I was trying to be racist on that last one.
How?
I don't know, because I compared it to shit.
And then you said Indian food?
Yeah.
Dude, now you're stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be good on your Z-Swig streams, just not here. That's fine. You don't have to be good either way. I mean, it's fine. I think my first time here, you were zoomed into the crotch of an animated rap. Yep, that does sound like something we'd do.
Is that the...
That was Peter Rabbit.
That
we
was Peter Rabbit?
Yeah.
God, that was funny. What did I
was.
Say about that?
God, that's,
that
a,
was, that
that's
was
some high-class entertainment
that was
right there.
Hey, ladies. You like what's going on here? Something like that. Surrounded by my field of dildos.
Oh, man. Well,
okay, we can end whenever now.
Colby,
I have fulfilled my time of 2 hours.
10 years, man. That's how long we've been doing this stupid show. I mean, not every week or even every year, but...
No, we missed one.
We missed 2016.
We missed one. And there was a good reason for that.
I don't
Trump
remember.
Trump got elected.
I don't think that was a good reason.
That's a good enough reason.
No, the reason was I didn't text Colby, hey, we need to do this before New Year's. And that's why it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's all on him. It's all on you.
That's fine. It'd be my fault. I love taking the responsibility of Colby coming in here because that means I can take responsibility for every success.
Dude, you met me when I was 14. You have the only responsibility out of the both.
No, I don't want that because that means that...
My life decisions are on you?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
It's kind of like in a weird way I raised you. And I don't want that, even though, because I wanted to be clear...
Slightly, you did.
...that your mother let you rent the Pick of Destiny multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I mean... She didn't.
If at most, we share blame.
You, but right. Yes.
We share both. Blame at the mm-hmm. at the most.
Right.
Although I don't care if you tell people you're Asian, and obviously your mother does. That is obviously a thing she cares
it's
about.
It's a thing. I'm Italian. Back up.
All right, guys. Well, I don't think you hit the 10 average viewers, but dang,
nope.
Did you get close.
Dang, did you get close.
You could try again.
Very close.
On
it's
Sunday.
Coming. I feel it. It's in my bones.
Just remember the takeaway. Just remember the takeaway. Colby now does 3 podcasts a week. One of them isn't the Seth and Colby Show.
I don't. It's not a week. It's the first one of its kind.
He's going to do it. You're going to do it next
the
week, though, right?
The whole thing is that it doesn't have to be the same people every time.
Yeah, but it will be. You'll be on it.
No.
You are the most important person on that show.
I did not talk the most.
Well, besides the host.
Besides him, too, I did not talk the most.
Well, that doesn't make sense because he's the host. He should talk the most.
Yeah, he did not.
Okay.
There are females there that love to talk.
Just remember that Colby was sitting in front of microphones 3 times this week, and one of them was not the Seth and Colby Show.
Yep.
So just remember that. Also, Ren is taking full... he's taking full... what's the word?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
He's basically... full credit for our amount of viewers tonight by saying that he can't host on Sunday... He's suggesting that the only reason we have viewers here tonight is because of him. When looking at the viewer list, you are not responsible for Taylor. You're not responsible for Chris, for Morris, for Hive, or for Colby's mom.
You cheated on what? Oh, I did. Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah, he did. He did. It's a thing.
You can go watch it.
No,
it's
don't promote
really
it. Please
dumb.
Don't promote it.
It's really done.
Please don't
the
promote
YouTube.com
it. No, please don't. Actually, there is no... You can't,
ZQ equal sign... question mark hieroglyph.
The color brown is in there somewhere. I don't know. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching tonight. We appreciate it. We'll be back Sunday, so 2 p.m. Much. Even though, seriously, though, guys, I think 9 viewers is probably our highest average.
Yeah, it is.
Even though we kind of cheated by making Chris watch and Rin added an extra person. We appreciate the guys who did stick around the entire time, but we do hope you'll join us again on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, for more of these shenanigans. And we'll be back then. If you're listening on audio, you know, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SethandColby.com has the links to there. It has the links to YouTube, links to the Twitter. If you want to follow us, there is also a Discord. If you want to join and talk to the community after the show, it's Exclamation Point Discord and chat. We'll get you a link. And yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you on Sunday. And thank you guys again. 10 years, dude. That's crazy. And this is the best incarnation. So I'm hyped about it, dude. Episode number 73 is actually the most mind-blowing part about this. Yeah. This is episode 73.
Where did 69 go?
I remember I told you about that. We had the title was nice. The
right.
description was nice.
That felt like yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's how the time works. So did 2008, my friend.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you Sunday, 2 p.m.
Thank
Central
you,
Time.
Thank you.
Twitter.com/SethandColby updates. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.